Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission from the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Enugu City, the capital of Biafra land. We are welcoming you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those indomitable Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, who for some of them night never comes, because by the time they should be sleeping, they are awake, waiting to receive Radio Biafra, waiting to hear the gospel of restoration, waiting to hear the gospel of redemption. They wait to hear the gospel of freedom as preached by this platform, and only this very platform. We are here to do what we've been sent to do. We are here to enlighten, to educate, to inform our people. We are here to make sure that they are adequately prepared to do that which is right, which is to seek the freedom of their country. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you, regardless of your location, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, because for us here, it is evening. For some of you, it is early in the morning. For some of you, it is early in the afternoon or late afternoon. It depends on where you are. The time here is 7 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening, the same time in London, and it is 7 minutes past the hour. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We are spread across the entirety of this very earth. Because of that, we derive our formidability. We are marching on relentlessly to go and honor those that died for us, that we may live. We are going to remember them come the 30th of May 2014. We are going to do justice to their memory. We are going to salute their courage and their bravery. We are going to let them know, for those of them who are still living, that we rank them amongst the best fighting men that the world has ever seen. We know what they have done, and we must let humanity understand that. It is left for us to do our duty. Everything humanly possible is being done to ensure that our heroes are remembered. We are not interested in publicity. We are not interested in anything that may appear to be flash in the pan. That is why we gingerly move forward. That is why we tread very carefully. That is why anything we do, any ground we gain, we sustain and we hold it. Any achievement accomplished is only a platform to drive this very process forward. We do not intend and can never contemplate retreat nor surrender. We are here to get Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. There will be no exile. There will be no abandonment of this sacred land. Everything that we are, everything that we have become, we must bring to bear upon this very wonderful and noble cause that we are pursuing. This thing that will commence for the very first time in over 48 years, once again come the 30th of May of this year. We must welcome you, and as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people. Radio Biafra runs an interactive session. We are live to the whole world. If you call us from one continent, we will hear your voice in another. If you call us from Botswana, we should be able to hear your voice in Bulgaria. There is no time zone on this earth where there are no Biafrans listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. We are incredibly formidable. There is nothing we cannot do. When we say we are out to destroy the zoo, that is exactly what we are going to do. Because here assembled are the bravest of the brave, those that gave up everything to be here to serve you. I am here to serve my country. Wherever you are, we expect you to do the same. Prevarication is not an option. To dabble in lies is not an option. To engage in meaningless propaganda is not an option. Here, everything we do is anchored on the truth. Everything we do, heaven knows, is transparent for all to see. The only thing we cannot afford to expose is our operational detail. We are here to seek the redemption of this very land, We are not begging anybody for it. We are not going to court of law to seek permission to do that which is right. Because when Frederick Lugard came here, Frederick Lugard did not seek the permission of anybody to enslave, to colonize, and eventually to attempt the wholesale Islamization of the children of God. To receive this very gospel, for those of you joining us for the very first time and wish to involve your friends, please ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Please ask them, please, to go to www.biafrarestoration.com. They should go to biafravoice.com. They should go to peopleofbiafra.org. They must go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If they go to biafratelevision.co, they will receive us. If they have downloaded the free Radio Biafra app, they should receive Radio Biafra. If you have installed satellite where you are, you must and should receive Radio Biafra. We are on all these platforms, and very shortly, and I know very shortly, we shall come to you on radio as well. We are working very, very hard to ensure that every promise we made is delivered. The same way that as we speak this very moment, work is still ongoing at the very remembrance memorial of all the people that died, those of them that perished that we may live. That is why we must go out to evangelize. We must go out to proclaim this very gospel. We must go forth without fear before our enemies to proclaim the coming of Biafra. If Biafra does not come, everything will be dead. I addressed veterans today and I told them, if there is no Biafra come the 31st of December 2015, everybody will die, because living will no longer be palatable. It will no longer be acceptable. There has to be an end to this humiliation. This very insult by cattle rearers, this very insult by people who are circumcised, those of them that do not know the Almighty God, this very humiliation has to come to an end. We must remain incorruptible. The editorial board of Radio Biafra is and must remain incorruptible. We cannot afford to take our eyes off the ball. We are here to get Biafra, and we are going to do it. Nobody can stop us. Nobody created by anything can stop us. No man born of a woman can stop us. Only Chukwu Abiama can, and we know that he cannot, because only him determined that we should come. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you wherever you are. We must please ask you to get your pen and paper ready as we await the joining of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Whilst we do that, please, I encourage you to understand that we run a live interactive session, that this program you're listening to at this very hour, 14 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m., is live presentation from here, Enugu City, the capital of Biafraland. The number with which you can receive, you can reach us this very evening, remains +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. If you wish to participate in the construction in the building, if you want to take part and tell your children and your grandchildren that that very beautiful, magnificent edifice standing over there was built by me, the number for you to call is +234 909 466 5824. We are immortalizing the sacrifice of the few that died for the many. We are building a memorial, the finest of its kind anywhere in Africa. We must proceed. We must go forward. We must do what is right, and we must ensure that Biafra is going to come. We must go ahead to do that which is right, and that is to seek the unadulterated restoration of the complete and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Sometimes people think we are joking. They think we are playing. They think we cannot do anything. They think they have come before and gone. Some of them foolishly equate us with the failed and the disgraced towards Rike of Maso. We are not like those people. We are a different breed altogether. If we do not get Biafra, we will be dead. As simple as that. There is no third way. There is no other option. Either that the tricolor of the rising sun is flying high above over everything that is free in this land, or we will be 6 feet in the grave. There is no middle option. We are here as a testimony to this very affirmed and categorical pledge that we don't retreat, we don't surrender. We are without fear before our enemies, regardless of the shape or form that enemy takes. We dare them to disrupt us, and hell will be called down to this very place. And then they will understand how fanatical we are about our country. They will understand how much we revere this very land. We are not into politics. We do not play Nigerian politics. We are not into anything that will bring shame or dishonor to the memory of the 3.5 million that we must remember come the 30th of May 2014. This is Radio Biafra. Nobody does news the way we do. For some of you, this is compulsory listening, unless your father is Hausa, Fulani, or Yoruba. Here we preach to die-hard Biafrans, those that only one call will drop their life for this very country. We love this place. There is nothing we will not do to ensure that Biafra stands. Nothing. Those that doubt us should just sit back, fold their arms, watch and see what is going to happen. Boko Haram is a child's play. They kill unarmed civilians. They are cowards. We will not do such a thing. When we commence our march, the world will know that a civilized people are seeking to be free. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, the number to call remains +234 8100904599. Here assembled are the cream that you have here, both in Biafra land and in the wider Zoological Republic. They shall each without fail acknowledge you wherever you are this very evening or morning or afternoon, depending on your time zone. They are here assembled to do the work that you've asked them to do. They are here to serve you, and they are serving you. And as they greet you, also put them in your prayers. Also accept very graciously their sacrifice also. That as we remember the 3.5 million that died, you must also remember their sacrifice, because they are here serving you in truth and honesty. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Hello, Biafrans all over the world. Our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our well-wishers. We welcome you to today's broadcast that is coming live from our studios here in Enugu, the capital of Biafra. My name is Ebere Chukwu Anubuogo. I am from Kpologu. Kpologu is in Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu. Enugu is in Biafra land. Welcome and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Good evening, dear friends worldwide and our friends. This is your brother Kuchukwu Mweze from Owo, Kano East, Enugu, Biafra land. You're welcome and stay tuned as we invite all your friends and families to listen to today's programs. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My greetings to all dear friends and those our friends who are tuned in tonight. I am Ikechukwu Enyago, and I'm right here with our brothers and sisters in the studio. Please do stay tuned.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. This is Ume Clinton Chekube. I am from Eziagu Local Government, Omualoko to be precise. And I welcome every Biafra wherever you are. I tell you one thing, that this course we are into is a sacred one. If you are not holy, don't come close. I wish you to appreciate the sacrifice of all the editorial crew members, all those that left their work, wherever they are doing it, to come down to Biafra land. I just joined them today, and I am seeing them for the very first time, and I know that the stress and the sacrifice is beyond measure. Wherever you are, appreciate these people. In any way you can support this struggle, please do not relent. Welcome tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm Awudiwe Chidebere by name. I'm from Enugu State. I'm from Ezag precisely. I'm using this medium to thank all the Biafrans, especially indigenous people of Biafra, the people that have devoted their life, their time, their money, even their experience to make sure that Biafra come to pass. I'm using this medium again to thank all the people that I have met on the struggle, all the veterans that I met in Ndone, the people I met in Zombe, the people in River State, the Calabar people. I'm thanking them, even Ogawa Amade, thanking them that they should continue to support Biafra, because in their time, Biafra will come.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. We welcome you for today's edition of our live program from our studio here in Biafra land. My name is Ostadima Okeke. I happen to come from Mumuze in Anambra. Thank you for stay tuned.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Greetings, Biafrans. Greetings to all good listeners of Radio Biafra. My name is Chuka Bosa. I am from Omodioka in Nawka South, Anambra, Biafra land. I welcome you all as you listen to the good news of the restoration of sovereign state of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Biafrans all over the world. I say good evening, good morning, good night to you all. I'm Imam Moroku from Idani, the main of local government Biafra land. I say to you that you are happy to listen to Radio Biafra. Call your neighbors, call your friends, call your well-wishers, even your enemies. Tell them that Biafra is around the corner and then nobody can stop it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, great people of Biafra. My name is Chioma Morales. I am from Onitsha in Ezinihite Mbise. I want to say welcome. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And I believe now that we have... Do we have the barrister with us? No, he's off. The barrister shall please make an attempt to get back to us so that we can reconnect him. We should be very mindful of that very connection. Has he come back to us? Has the barrister come back to us? Good. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? If you can, please, this is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you, and we are once again welcoming all our listeners. Please go ahead, because they are eagerly waiting to hear your voice. Please proceed.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you. Good evening to the volume of Biafrans seated around you. The names I'm hearing this evening are numerous. They are increased by number. They have increased by spirit. They have increased by the power of Chukwu Abiam to show that the nearness to the restoration of Biafra is here. But I'm very grateful for what you're doing, for the increment you are making in size, in volume, in financial funding. Director, you're doing your best. You're doing your level best. The latitude is increasing, and Biafrans are celebrating. Director, if I tell you the number of people I get in my inbox praising what you're doing, praising what executives are doing, and praising what the editorial board. When did we start? Look at the number of people we are amassing. Not only in the studio, Director, worldwide, our people are congregating, they are converging. We are making inroads. And I tell you, the happiness in the faces of people. Biafra is not here yet, but our people are celebrating. I tell you, even within me, the joy, the happiness, Director, it's overwhelming. And I tell you, my people, I have to greet you. All of you out there in the studio, I'm so happy that every day there are names, new names. It gives encouragement. It gives happiness. It gives our people the zeal, the oomph to carry on. I'm happy, and Chukwu Abiam is my happiness. He is my witness. He is all and all that we have to forge ahead for the restoration of Biafra. My people, I'm grateful. I appeal to all of you to remain steadfast, to remain courageous, to remain bullish that Biafra is coming. There's no other way I can explain my happiness for the endurance for the insistence of my people that Biafra is coming and everybody is putting their hands, putting their spirit, and putting all they have together so as to realize that we are a nation. We are a nation that is supposed to carry on our own activity, remain unified in spirit, in body, and of course, in oneness. I thank all of you as we come together to listen to what Biafra, Radio Biafra, has to offer today in the name of news, and of course, how to discuss the restoration of Biafra. I thank all of you as you are preparing to call in, to bring out your opinion, to bring out your suggestions, to bring out the spirit of togetherness. Yesterday we had prayer from our pastors. We had suggestions from our military men, those who have served Biafra and still willing, able to come back again. Even those who are serving the zoo, they are prepared to bolt out to support this new fledgling nation that's existed before every other nation. Director, may your days be longer, for you are activating, making the hearts of men. People were saying, Director, come on, talking the way you're talking. Others said, no, turn it down. Now you're going to get this guy confused. Is he to carry on the way, or is he to turn it down? Director, whichever way, you are guided by Chukwu Abiyama. You are guided by your own spirit. You are guided by your own conscience. You are guided by what you know, what you read, what you've seen. Your experience is your wealth of knowledge. Director, you are guided by all this. You decide which way to follow, to turn it down or to carry on what you're doing. Whichever way you are doing, may Chukwu Abiyama crown what all of you are doing there individually, yes, to bring about a beautiful result that we cannot wait to have. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, we are calling upon you to carry on with the support you're giving to us. We are all grateful. We are all happy. We thank you. We adore all of you, men, women, children, old and young. May you carry on, because Biafra is coming very soon. Our women in particular, I like what you guys are doing. Our women are focused. I do get all your inboxes telling me how we should do this, how we should do that. Our women, you know the way I salute all of you, because you are our crown. You are our gold. That's why I don't want all these house of Fulani, Boko Haram, uncircumcised men to be touching any of you. I get upset. It angers me that our women that remain resolute to be touched or tampered with house of Fulani, Boko Haram. May God bless all of you as we come together to listen to them broadcast. Please turn off your listening devices if you hear your name. Director, as usual, I'm standing by you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent, unmistakable voice, I hasten to add. The unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mezu, who is not just a great man, but a very good man. I never tire saying it. Barrister is a good man. Uche Mefo knows what I think about him, which I cannot make public. I can't. Because he's been there from the word go. Many, many years ago, always resolute, always unshakable, doing everything within his powers to ensure that the march towards our freedom is unstoppable. It is unstoppable, thanks to the likes of Uche Mefo. We thank also Carol Monde for the work that she is doing for this very country that she does not come from, but that she came to recognize and fall in love with. We salute her courage. We salute her dedication. In as much as the editorial board of Radio Biafra is concerned, this very project cannot fail. It cannot derail. Nothing will happen to it until Biafra comes. Our job is to get you Biafra. After that, what you do with it is your business. Once Biafra comes, my job is done. How you build it is then up to you. But be rest assured, we won't let you mess it up. Because Biafra cannot be like the zoo. Thank you very much, wherever you are. Once again, we are welcoming you. We must proceed to go and present our headlines and accompanying news summary. But before we do so, as always, I must inform that when our lines does open, there are two ways to get hold of us. I should say four ways, actually, because you can also send us a message on WhatsApp if you have the studio line in London. The studio line is +234 810090 4599. I repeat, +234 or 0810090 4599 for those of you who are here. If you're calling from abroad, it is always +234 810090 4599. You can also get us on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. We may not accept you, but if you call us, we should be able to take your call. We welcome you once again, and as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people as well. That this is Radio Biafra. We went out today to go and see some veterans. We saw them. They were very, very enthusiastic. And when I did actually offer that, I can't understand why for nearly 48 years no one has thought it necessary to dream of remembering those that sacrificed themselves, they were looking at each other wondering why. And I didn't say this to them. What I said to myself is, because up until now, Chukwu Abiyama has not deemed it fit to send people to do it. Now he has considered us fit. That was why he sent us to come. And that is why we are doing everything spiritually, in line with the way it must be in heaven, to ensure that the glory of the Most High is called down to this very earth come the 30th of May. That those that died, wherever they are, looking upon this very effort of ours. As I told them today, we must complete what you started. You will give us the banner. We shall take it into battle. Our enemies will fall. We shall triumph, and Biafra will stand forever. So says the Lord of hosts. Chukwu Abiyama, this is his territory, his own country. He will not allow shame to befall us. Shame can never befall us. As long as we remain incorruptible, which we must be, incorruptible. We are not corruptible. It is impossible. We must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, very pure, to continue to be deemed worthy to serve Chukwu Abiyama through Biafra. This is the only way I worship the Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. It is through Biafra, because Biafra is the embodiment of truth. That is why we do not lie. If you want to debate us, call this number +234 810090 4599. Send us a message via inbox. Tell us that you want to call so we can debate any issues you may have. But you see, they are cowards. Nobody wants to debate me these days. I don't know why. I said to them, sometimes you can meet somewhere and record it, but they keep running scared. I don't know what they're afraid of. It is not my fault that I happen to be an educated man. Not my fault. And also that the blessing of Chukwu Abiyama is with us in this thing that we are doing. We are doing the work of God. Bringing about Biafra is doing the work of God. And by way of headline this very day, we are reporting that no sensible Biafran will die for Nigeria as another Biafran has fallen. They have buried our brother, a Biafran that went to fight for Nigeria. They have killed him, and today he was laid to rest. The Ugandan president mocks the very weak, imbecilic, and hopeless President Goodluck Jonathan of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria for allowing international forces to step foot here. That goes to show that Jonathan has lost the plot. Jonathan is weak. Jonathan is imbecilic. Jonathan is useless as a president. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. You must treat Boko Haram like Al-Qaeda. Treat Boko Haram terrorists like Al-Qaeda, according to France. $10 billion pro Balese Madueke. The NMPC filed. The NMPC have filed fresh suit against the National Assembly. The $10 billion Yoruba probe. Yoruba are looking to get their hands on the oil. That is why they are here. That is why Yoruba people cannot afford to be on their own. They love oil money because they are lazy. Why wouldn't they be lazy? Their women only tie one piece wrapper. That's how you know. Very lazy people. They want our oil. That is all. We can give it to them for free. In fact, we can give them all the oil. We have nothing. We have our freedom. They have all the oil in the world. We'll beat them within a year. Oil does not make you rich. Oil does not confer upon you any measure of civility. What it does is make you weak, make you dependent on manufactured goods from elsewhere, makes you very lazy and corrupt. Any country dependent upon the sale of oil is a totalitarian regime in place, or they are hopelessly corrupt. We don't want that in Biafra. This oil we can give you for free. We can give you a head start, and we still overtake you, because we are the children of the Most High God, directly descended from Chukwu Abiama himself. There is nothing we cannot do. We want to prove it to the world between now and the 31st of December 2015, that there is nothing we cannot do. 10 billion naira probe, the Yorubas are ganging up against Alice Madeke. That is Deziane. NMPC to file a fresh suit against them. Take them to court to go and explain all the money stolen. Somebody was saying today that Obasanjo was taking credit for defeating Biafrans. And I didn't know what to do with myself. People can now see the reason why I need Biafra to be fought for. I want us to go to war to get Biafra. So that part of history that says that we were defeated by Hausa Fulani people will just go away. I don't want that. That is why I don't want a Biafra of peace. I don't want Biafra to come by peaceful means. It doesn't define us as men. If we claim we love our country, that we cherish her freedom, we go to battle with our enemies. As simple as that. That is the only way you can prove to yourself and posterity that you have what it takes to be called a Biafran. Lagos State have released 88 babies. There is auction going on in Lagos. Auction. If you want to buy a child, either for spare parts for your own child, if you want lungs, heart, it depends on liver, bladder, anything you need from a baby. If you go to Lagos, you'll be able to buy one. They have put 88 babies on the market. They have released 88 babies and put them on the market. If you have money, you go and buy. Only in the zoo. Only in this part of the world that human beings are being sold, auctioned off like slabs of meat, which unfortunately they are. And lastly, as a talking point today, something we have not done in a very long time, where are the lessons indeed we learned from the war? Somebody is asking. We shall delve into it. The truth is that no lesson was learned. The Hausa people came here, handpicked a few of you who were saboteurs. Everybody that managed to buy a car 4 months after the end of the war is a saboteur, or was a saboteur. That's how you know them. Go and check in your village. They will take their wives and their daughters. They will take them along with them. And if a Hausa man do not want their wife, they will take their daughter in return for contracts. We know all of these people. And very shortly, we shall be releasing their names to let them understand that here, no stone will be left unturned in our march towards our freedom. All of these Abuja-based, Lagos-based, Igbo leaders of thought, Igbo leaders of stupidity, I don't know what they call themselves. These are Hausa Fulani servants that came here to do their master's bidding. That is why they live in Lagos. That is why they live in Abuja. When those that control Yoruba land live in Yoruba land, Hausa people live in Hausa land. Only your so-called Igbo leader of thought lives in Lagos or lives in Abuja.
How useless can these people be? What is pursuing you from your father's land? What is driving you from here? You are an Igbo man. You are dividing kolanut and libating and praying over kolanut at a Buddha meta. You must be ashamed of yourselves, all of you. And now, I hope the news in greater detail. Captain Kenneth Onoba and his colleagues were killed by Boko Haram militants in an ambush last Wednesday. He was from Ifite, in Orifite, in Anambra State, and he was buried. He's dead. He's a Biafran fighting for Nigeria. This was why I said none of you should go to enlist with the Nigerian army. Those of you there should start coming back. We have work for you to do. This is not like before. There is work for you to do. We are setting up our research and development. We need all of you that claim you are scientists and that you love Biafra. We have a place for you to stay and to research and manufacture armaments for us to go and meet our enemies with. Here we will manufacture 60% of what we are going to use to confront our enemies. We want all of you to indicate interest to come back. We have too many soldiers already. We have too many volunteers already willing to fight, both at home and in the diaspora. We are now looking for scientists, renowned scientists, to go into research and development. We will pay for your flight ticket back from wherever you are. We will give you accommodation. We will clothe. We will feed you. We will provide you a laboratory. You will go in there and help us free this very land from the clutches of darkness and iniquity. One of us dead, fighting Boko Haram. Isn't that very sad? Your father was killed as a Biafran soldier. Now you have been killed as a Nigerian soldier. Very, very sad. We know, of course, that it's poverty, which is why we are working very, very hard to ensure that Biafra comes. We know that poverty did drive some of you to enter into the Nigerian army. Please leave where you are and come back. We cannot lose this time around. We can never lose. Because even the name Nigeria will be obliterated from history books. Just watch and see. We continue. The Ugandan president has spoken, Yoweri Museveni. While speaking at a campaign rally yesterday, Uganda's president Yoweri Museveni mocked President Goodluck Jonathan for accepting foreign assistance to help fight Boko Haram. The former guerrilla fighter said he would rather commit suicide than ask the international community to protect his people against terrorists. I have never called the United Nations to guard us. Me, Yoweri Museveni, to say that I have failed to protect my people and I call on the UN. I would rather hang myself. We will prioritize national security by developing a strong army. Otherwise, our Uganda will be like Democratic Republic of Congo, South Sudan, Somalia, or Nigeria, where militias have disappeared with school children. The giant of Africa, the president of the United Nations Security Council plenary session, all this garbage. A useless, hopeless monstrosity created by Frederick Lugard to serve no other purpose than the imperialistic interest of the Britannic sphere, the Britannic Empire all over the world. This place is a hopeless place. Anybody calling him or herself a Nigerian is an idiot, a complete fool. I will debate you anytime, any day. You're not ashamed of yourself. You're answering a name that was given to you by a white man, Frederick Lugard. You're not ashamed of yourself. You are not ashamed of yourself that your own original name has been jettisoned for something that has no meaning. What is the meaning of Nigeria? Nobody knows. You class Yoruba people as Nigerians. How about Yoruba people in Togo? How about Yorubas in Benin Republic? Who are they? They speak Yoruba language. They are women tie one piece wrapper. Very loose women. Only one piece wrapper they tie. Now, they are not part of this useless place called Nigeria. They are in Togo and Benin Republic. They are French. The ones here are English. Black people have no shame. What Yoweri Museveni said is correct. I don't believe in building a strong army. A strong army does not guarantee security. What guarantees security is equality and opportunity for all. As Yoweri Museveni is speaking, he is planning to hand over to the son the same African disease. That is why We will fight to get you Biafra. We get Biafra, we resign. To set an example to others that you can serve your country without asking for anything in return. That is how you build a nation. The man has been in power for God knows how many years. Over 25 years. After him, the son will come in. People ask useless African people, monkeys jumping about here, how do you intend to tackle terrorism and insecurity? More army. Recruits into the army. Buy more guns. Who told you? The USA has enjoyed relative peace. Canada, Denmark, Norway, Britain, all these places. When they talk about insecurity, they talk about unemployment. They seek for ways to engage their people in meaningful employment, give them access to housing, to soft loans to be able to sustain themselves and their families. That is the best weapon against terrorism. But we don't want to teach you. In the new Biafra, do you think the army will come out on the road? You must be mad. You cannot see. In the new Biafra, you can live forever. You can live up to 100 years old. You will not see one soldier outside. Because we are not in a state of war. The only time you will see a soldier in Biafra is if we are in a state of war. The police will not be armed. The police in Biafra land will not carry guns. There will be no guns in Biafra land. None whatsoever. You can have your double barrel if you want to do celebration. And it must be registered. There will be no guns in Biafra land. If you want to behave like the Americans, be wild, live in a jungle. That is your business, not here. Before the useless white man came here, Freddy Lugard, we had no standing police. There were no armed robbers. Yes? We must go back to the things that made us very, very unique. Truth and honesty. Live and let live. Equality and justice. We are not just saying it. We are going to entrench it. The police will not carry a gun in Biafra land. You will not see a Biafran soldier on the road with Biafran army uniform. Impossible. Some of you will live and will not see any gun at all in all your lives. We are civilized people. We are not useless as those of them from the zoo. The Ugandan president is correct, of course. France yesterday declared that the Boko Haram sect will be treated like Al-Qaeda, just as the sect's members again killed 29 people in a Borno border village. Also yesterday, President, the very weak and useless President Goodluck Jonathan declared that although the Chibok school girls have not been rescued, 39 days after the abduction, he was not slow in the rescue operation as he was in constant touch with the security chiefs on a daily basis. So if you call your security chief and they call you back, you're in constant touch, that will somehow bring back the girls. The girls are not missing. It is a lie. It was a ruse to try to bring in all these foreign powers running all over the place. Some of them grabbing coal. Some of them grabbing iron ore. Some of them in the age-old devil oil. That's why they're here, to look for which schoolgirls. No schoolgirls are missing. It's just a bunch of lies being perpetrated by liars. The Minister of Petroleum Resources, Mrs. Dezia Nyalese-Madeke, yesterday instituted a fresh regulation against the two chambers of the National Assembly, challenging their powers to probe allegations that she spent $10 billion on charter private jets. The minister filed the suit on a day the House Committee on Public Accounts invited her, the Group Managing Director of Nigeria National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, Andrew Yakubu, and Federal Airports Authority FAN to appear before it on June 15 to explain their roles in the alleged $10 billion jet scam. This is why I love Yoruba people. I give them credit for this. They know how to use their media very well. That is why a lot of you go to Yoruba churches. You don't know why? Because they control the way you think. The same way they are somehow, slowly but inevitably, remoting your minds to think that Alison Madeke is guilty. Because they got away with the sack of Stella Odua. And we told Jonathan, you sack Stella Odua and you are on your own. If they kill Jonathan today, I'll have a party. He's a very useless man. Very, very useless. And we warned Jonathan, if you allow Stella Odua to go, they will come after other Biafran ministers. And that's what they're doing. One after the other. Using the Yoruba media preponderance to try to perpetuate lies. Evil. Evil. These people are bad, very, very bad. That is why you go to Yoruba churches. They tell you that their prophets perform miracles. Can anybody tell me the name of the river? The holy river that if you jump into it, you'll be healed. That appeared after 30 years. Can any of you remember it in Anambra State? In Enugu here? In Udi, is that correct? In Oji River. Near Oji River, is that correct? In Oji River. Have you heard of such a river anywhere in Hausa or Yoruba land? Where people go to the river and they are healed. The river, we were told, come every 7 years. But because this land has been defiled for so long, it disappeared. It came back after 30 years. Maybe it knows that Biafra is coming. To remind people that this land is blessed. Do you have such a river in Yoruba land? Do you see why I tell some of you going to the apostles how daft you are? This land is holy. Which place in Yoruba land do you have a river that you jump into it and you're healed? We are in Yoruba land. They use their media saturation to bamboozle you and tell that Lagos is paradise. You go there and be living in a dump. They show you the ocean and you cover it. Mad people. Mad, mad people you are. All of you following Yoruba pastors. Now they're going after your sister, you know. The Zia and Alice Madheke. They went after Stella Odua. You all kept quiet. Nobody did anything. Apart from Radio Biafra. And we told Jonathan, you sack her and you are on your own. And today we're making it very clear to Jonathan, we can never be on the same side with Jonathan again. Ever. Never, ever, ever. He is weak. We don't entertain weak people in Biafra. Brigadier General M.Y. Ibrahim, the newly posted general officer commanding the 7th Division of the Nigerian Army, located at Maimalare Barracks in Maiduguri, got a taste of the soldiers' fury on Thursday afternoon as some angry soldiers stormed his office to demand that he pay their allowance and reinstate motorbikes to transport them and members of their families within the barrack. Some of you are afraid of the Nigerian Army. And I keep reminding you, the standard issue, the guns they use in Nigerian Army is AK-47. The same standard issue that we have access to is AK-47. They are not more than us. We are more than them. Tactically speaking, in terms of battlefield formations, they are not better than us, because here you have people who are born military tacticians from their mother's womb. The only thing we are begging Britain, France, Canada, USA is please don't help them. Don't help them. That is all we are saying. Leave us to fight like men. And in 6 weeks we'll be in Sokoto. In 6 weeks only. Don't support them. Allow the Arabs to help them. In 6 weeks we'll march from here to Sokoto. They don't know what is coming. We come and we tell you to give us Biafra. Nobody is listening now until we start. And then they will say, oh, what in on earth possessed them to do this or to do that? Now we are telling you quietly, nobody is listening. Lagos State Government on Thursday said it has released about 88 babies for local and international adoption in the last 1 year. Release. Not the way you release them, results. Or you manufacture something and you say, oh, you're selling shares in a bank. You say, we are now today releasing 1,000 shares. That is how they are releasing babies to be sold. This place is patently evil. Evil beyond evil. This place epitomizes everything that is wrong with black mentality. Everything that is dark about the soul of a black person. Very dark, evil and wicked. 88 babies auctioned off. And people are telling me that somehow those of them from the zoo can be regarded as human beings. No. The nation of Israel has never been a stranger to wars from biblical times to this day. We are saying what lessons the Igbos have learned from the war. You know, our people are useless sometimes. Oh, are we going to fight another war? Oh, look, read the Bible from Genesis to Leviticus, all this nonsense. Israel has been fighting war from time. For you to survive, you need to fight war. If you don't fight, enemies will take you over. The same way that Ninjana Chinama has taken us over today. Hausa Fulani herdsmen, they have taken us over today. cattle herders from the Sahel region. People without homes. They are nomads. They wander from place to place. They are the ones ruling us. Israel has been fighting war from the taking of the land of Canaan to this day. They are at war because they are surrounded by their enemies. Unless we adopt that same mentality, we will continue to be slaves to Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram people. It is apportioned or destined unto man to die only but once. Every living thing will die. How you meet your end is what defines you and who you are. We would rather live on our legs for 1 hour than live on our knees for 1,000 years. Israel has been at war ever since biblical times. The same people that gave you Yeshua, that you worship, they have been at war. We must continue. They therefore built and developed structures, I'm talking about Israel, and systems that make them succeed and dominate the environment and situation. Israel has become self-sufficient in almost all sectors of the economy through the use of lessons from numerous war experience. This piece is about Ndibo of the southeast of Nigeria, who, like the Jews, are presently scattered all over the 36 states of the zoo. But unlike the Jews, have suffered only one defeat in a civil war that lasted 3 years. But from all available facts, Ndibo have learned little or nothing from the experiences of that defeat. And I agree. Most wars are avoidable, but when they come, they bring lessons which should help the parties to live with greater respect for each other. Not so in Nigeria, where those who supposedly defeated Ndibo have expectedly only helped themselves with the spoils of the war. This is the problem we have with our people. This is about Biafra, not just Ndibo. We were defeated, not by Hausa Fulani people or by the Nigerian army. We were defeated by the British. By the British conspiracy that stopped America from taking sides. By the British conspiracy that asked Russia to supply MiG fighters and bombers to the Nigerian army, with which they killed little children with. To their policy of starvation and strangulation, they blockaded this very place, air, land, and sea, that food may not come in. They took away our weapons. We kept fighting. They took away everything we had, and we kept fighting. They said, let's starve them. They starved us. They denied us weapons. They denied us access even to our friends. Because you allowed them in the first place. You made them God. By allowing Nigeria, by Nnamdi Azikiwe, allowing Nigeria to stand, means that anything a white person does, God is doing it. That was how we saw white people as God. You saw them as God because they created Nigeria, not you. The word Nigeria is not Yoruba, not Igbo, not Hausa, not Kanuri, not Ibibio, not Efik. No. They named you Nigeria. You accepted it. You fought under the banner of Nigeria to claim, oh, we want to be independent. Before the white man came, do you know a Hausa man before? How about Yoruba? Are you in the same country with them before? We had Ezeogo Ejema to trade with. Was that what they were using then? Some of you claiming, one Nigeria. Before Frederick Lugard came, a white man came. What were you? That is why Africa, black Africa, can never develop. Because black people are incapable of reason. They don't reason properly. How can you allow a white man to come here and name you Nigeria? And you accepted it. Can you go to a white man's land and change their name? That is the news. We have not learned any lessons from the war. But we have learned something from our dealings with those that supported Nigeria. This time around, we manufacture 60% of the armaments we are going to use. This time around, we have the type of science that will allow us to grow food without sunlight. This time around, we can grow vegetable on the ground. This time around, we are more learned, far more sophisticated. This time around, technology has moved on. 1967 to 70 is not and can never be 2013 to 2015. If we don't get Biafra by next year, 31st of December, we destroy this place. This is Radio Biafra. And now our lines are also open. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra. Our people are also here assembled. The very eminent barrister, we are also awaiting to give us his understanding, his take, his perspective, his opinion of what we are presenting today. The number to call if you wish to join us is +234 8100 904 599. We are also on Skype. If you're coming to us via Skype, please, it is simply Radio Biafra, all one word, on Skype, Radio Biafra together in small letters. There you'll be able to join us. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone.
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, your line is not very clear. Please speak up. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Ike. I'm calling from Norway.
From Norway, please go ahead.
Yeah. I've been listening to your program for a while now. And everything you say is making sense. But I would like to ask a simple question.
Yes.
Do we have any constitution for Biafra now?
Do we have any what?
You have any constitution, a law that will guide us?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and in the constitution, is there a provision on what Biafra, the new Biafra, will start looking like? Or is it the old way we are doing?
No. In the new Biafra, as I have said before, it is very simple. Live and let live. That is the foundation upon which this... Let me finish. You ask me a question, I'll answer you. It is based on liberty. It is based on egalitarianism. Equality before the law and before God. You just don't say these things. I will answer your question by explaining to people why Africa is backward. In Africa, when they got their useless so-called independence from the white people, they wrote a constitution saying liberty, justice, equality. But in the formation of their laws and in the structuring of their societies, there was no equality. Because if you say you and I are equal, and you are the prime minister, and you're riding in a convoy of 90 cars, we are no longer equal. So in the new Biafra, as I said, in the new Biafra, there will be equality. Nobody in office has the power to order the arrest of anybody. Only a magistrate or a judge can do that. If you arrest somebody, you must read them their rights. You cannot arrest anybody without having established a prima facie case that they committed a crime, which has to be signed by a competent court of law. So that stops a useless policeman from coming out looking for money from Kwobi, looking for bail money to arrest anybody. Now, this is how you arrest the problem from the root of it. If you just write this thing on a piece of paper and say, this is your constitution, it doesn't make any sense. You then go further to put in structures, to put in ways of functioning that makes corruption impossible, or at least you control it. So when you say to the police, you will not carry a gun, when you say to the police, you don't have the right to arrest anybody if they haven't committed any crime, when you say to the police, you cannot take money from anybody to be bailed, nobody can be detained for more than 24 hours without being charged, all these problems will disappear. Very simple.
Okay. And also, I would like to put you through, my brother. You are doing a very good job. But if you are telling me that the white men came to Nigeria and they came to Biafra and they deceived us, why should we speak English while communicating with us? How about our own language? If it is broken English, because the Biafra is not just people that speak people. If it is broken English you are speaking, we know you are speaking broken English. And that is our own language, every Biafra can understand. And our record to speak today, please, all those insults, Yoruba, Hausa, Boko Haram, I don't really like it. Everybody is doing what they are doing. Everybody has their own culture. I don't see why I would be following looking at one next culture, we wanted to marry one type of rapper, useless human, Boko Haram doing this. I don't really understand it. What I would like to hear in Brata News is telling me, oh, now we are thinking how to do scholarship, we are thinking how to make electricity stable, this is what we are thinking to do in Brata. If we have a Brata, this is what we are thinking to have electricity stable. We have solar energy that we want to start installing. We want, that's what I would like to hear. Not from that, maybe the next person or the next person. It doesn't bring anything. Because for me, I'm a Brata from any good state. And everything I've been hearing from you, I don't see anything progressive for me. So the campaign is good. Your idea is good. Yes, I won't deny it. You know, but I believe if I'm hearing now we don't have electricity in Nigeria, we want to start developing solar energy. We have some boys in the technical schools that are making small solar energy. Let's support them. Let's pay for them to learn more of solar energy to give us more light. That is what I like to hear. Not condemn the next people. And you know, when you say equality in the country, you have to start saying it. You don't just say equality, because it's based on God. Not the minister I'm talking about. There are so many kinds of equality. There are so many different kinds of, in Europe, there are different kinds of equality. People are looking for asylum, people are different sex orientation, people watching different kind of God in Europe. And you guys always call on God. God is also a Western thing. I don't know why you don't like the American, because I came to Nigeria, but you have the Christianity abroad. Everybody says, Obama, God, every time God, I don't really understand it. It can put it in place.
Thank you. I will thank you for that. You've made very interesting points, and I welcome them. I will take them one after the other. You said our language, and I'm addressing the world in English. The reason why we are doing so is so that we can...
No,
they
don't speak English. I live in a country that don't speak English.
No, I'm coming. Let me finish. Let me finish. You asked a question, so allow me to answer you, please. You mentioned English, so I will use that as a template. The world has over 1,000 languages. We want to reach as many people as possible, so we use the language that is understood by at least a majority of the audience we are seeking to reach. That is why we speak English. If you are following Radio Biafra previously, all our programs we have done in Igbo language. I speak Igbo very, very well, without any English at all, if you want me to. But we are speaking English because other people around us do not. And it is a relic of colonialism. I am not denying the fact that I am a victim of colonization. I am a slave. I don't exclude myself from it. I am a slave seeking to be free. That is number one. You mentioned if we can speak broken English. I wish you would have said broken Igbo or broken Ibibio or broken Efik. It's also English. If you can break it down, however you look at it, Pidgin English, broken English, Queen's English, they are all English. So we move on to the next one. You talked about...
For example, the first lady... President's wife, she made a presentation in broken English, and the whole world is laughing at her. I was like, why are they laughing at her? She was speaking the language the household woman can understand. They say, you cannot speak good English. She said, what is that? She's speaking the language that the household woman can understand. She cannot be speaking plain English to her. Understand? She can talk with the household.
My dear brother, hold on, please. I don't want us to debate like African people. I want you and I to have a conversation in a civilized manner. You ask me a question, I will answer you. Don't deviate. Don't go elsewhere. Patience, Jonathan, if she likes, let her speak Kanuri. It's not my business. We don't judge people on Radio Biafra as to the quality of the grammar they speak. No. Barrister Mamesu makes it very clear here. If you like, you can speak Pidgin English, but say something that a majority of the people can hear. That's what we believe in. We did not laugh at Patience Jonathan for her, failure to grasp the niceties of English language. What people are laughing at was the context. Context. The situation at hand. The way she handled it. That's all. There's a difference between that, the context you find yourself in, and the actual reality itself in relation to the audience that you're addressing. That is a very clear demarcation that you're failing to make. I will go to your self-reliance on economy. You talked about people producing solar energy. I agree with you. All of these things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you remember before we used to sell Oroko in Aba, we had textile mill in Aba. With one stroke of the pen in Abuja, all that was cancelled. You cannot have any meaningful economic advancement without political power. That is why we are poor and scattered all over the place. I go to the last one. You mentioned God, that God is a Western thing. I plead to differ and disagree with you. My mother is from a village called Umuchukwu. Umuchukwu means the children of God. They have been answering Umuchukwu before Britain was formed. They have been answering Umuchukwu before the disciples left Israel to go to Europe to preach. Chukwu, my dear brother, is God. Umuchukwu means the children of God. Therefore, when we make Chukwu Abiyama central to everything we do, we are only trying to reaffirm who we are, that we are the children of God.
Yeah, I understand, my brother. You make a very good point. Man, I'm not gonna lie to you. But Obodonmania, you know, they have this kind of idea in the olden days. And what they did is that they brought the law and they start preaching what they want to put input that in amen. That is what they are preaching. Not what other people are doing, what other people are doing to them or what they are thinking. What they are saying is what you know. Do it. And they are so rich. Richest country in Europe, Norway, because oil and gas can't produce. They don't use it. They use water to produce energy. And the water they use to produce energy, they began producing water from one house to the other. So every young people have to produce a little energy and put one live bomb in their house. So if in Biafra, we have all those energy, it's not about export and importing, but we have to use that to encourage ourselves within ourselves first. That is what I'm thinking. I want to share, you know, I have to put something in our here. Our new brother is thinking mother's baby's home. We have to take our mother's baby's home and see how it's going to be. Not what happened in Lagos. This is Lagos. And they are going to bring it like a spirit baby. It's not a good thing, but this is Lagos. That's what they do their own things.
My dear brother, your line is not particularly clear, but we shall try and manage. And I will conclude my own side of the contribution to our discussion by saying this to you. There is a saying where we come from. You know, people say it all the time, they don't know the meaning of it. They say, Onye na amaghi ebe mmiri biro mawaya. I'm coming. Listen. People need to understand what we are doing.
Yeah.
We are trying to undermine the credibility of the entity called Nigeria. That is our first point. To destroy the foundation. Anytime we present news that you consider unpalatable, that you consider less flattering about Yoruba people or Hausa Fulani people, we are trying to showcase them to the world, to make the world understand that their traditions, their way of life, their culture, their language, everything they believe in is in total abeyance to what we stand for.
Yes.
Therefore, because of the lack of commonality in terms of our value systems, if you don't have the same complementary value system with one another, you cannot form a country. Simple. That's what we're doing. I will not stay in a country with women that ties one piece wrapper. I will not. That's my preference. No, I'm saying no to that. Because I was brought up in a place where women dressed decently, tying two piece wrapper. That is my culture and I will defend it. That is what I want for myself. When we talk about it in those terms, you must understand we are highlighting why we cannot be in the same country with them, because we are the children of God.
Yes.
I thank you, and I take your point as well.
I accept to my brother, but all the best, my brother. You lost energy. And on 30th of May, I'm in Norway, but I'm far away from everything, but I'll do my own contribution in two ways, you know. And like I said, progressive. That is what I like to hear in this time and age, you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Are we not progressive? Who is building a memorial to remember our people? Who made it possible for you to phone from Norway to address the world? Who is making it possible that the memory of those that fought for us will be resurrected and remembered? It's us now, no other person. We don't believe in raising awareness for the sake of it. If you raise people's awareness, you channel it into something positive. We are not here in some endless cycle of awareness, no. In the process, we are telling people that this new Biafra, our constitution is simple. Ebe bere ugo bere nkesi bibere nkukwaya, which means live and let live. You will not, because you are the local chief or the local politician, you will look down upon people who are less privileged. In fact, in Biafra, there will be no less privileged person. Because the son or the daughter of the Minister for Education or the Secretary of State for Education will go to the nearest primary school to his or her parents' house. I repeat, there will be no private. If you are a minister for education, your children will be educated in state schools. If you are the president of Biafra, prime minister, if you fall sick, you go to the nearest hospital to your house. If you die there, in your next life, you will know that if you're a president, you build good hospitals for everybody. Biafra cannot be like any useless African country. In fact, there will be no African country like Biafra. We are civilized. All those years we spent abroad studying, all of you who are scattered all over the place, you will bring something from where you are. You bring it back here. We put it into good. I don't believe in theory. Too much theory gives me headache. We practicalize all that we do. Do we have the barrister on the line? Is that correct? The very eminent barrister himself. Director. Can you hear me? Please go ahead. Go ahead, barrister.
Yes, I can hear you, director. Thank you very much for the news discussion. Director, before any advent, let me take one or two points from the first caller who opened up this particular discussion. First of all, any Biafran who says that Kukwa Biama or anything godly is of Western, that person was not born in Biafra land, and that person is not a Biafran. Speaking Igbo does not make you an Igbo man, and it doesn't make you a Biafran. Because it is endemic, it is inculcated in our subconsciousness. Even in the book of Psalm says it, that even in the womb, Chukwa Biama knows that you are there. For any Biafran that can say anything of God is of Western, that person is not a Biafran, is not an Igbo. That is one. Secondly, once I accept all the points he made, which of course you brought him into a straitjacket, because if you, director, did not bring that guy into a straitjacket, the argument would have been all over the place. Whilst he was talking, you were listening. And this is what nobody can take away from you. You always give callers audience. The unfortunate thing is, when you want to talk, now they don't want to listen. I get worried and I get upset on it. Adult discussions, talk to me and I will talk to you. Because if we talk over one another, we cannot understand a thing. This guy was talking, director, you gave him time. He finished speaking. And now when you want to talk, he brought about the wife of Goodluck Jonathan. First of all, English is not our language. Whether broken or pieces or this guy, it's not our language. Director, as you rightly pointed out, when Radio Biafra started some, how many years ago? It was in Igbo language. And people, it's like discussing and talking to one another until we went internationally, and now everybody is involved. He is supposed not to have said we should be talking about in English. Although he tried to qualify what he's saying, but even if it is broken, and of course you told him that I myself have said it many times, speak broken English. We will make something out of it. That one is no argument, and that of course you want it. But what again he says, which I am against, do not talk about the Yorubas. Do not talk about the Hausas. My brother, I'm sure you are listening. This is the problem with so-called Igbo people. The problem we are having currently, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are killing us. You will hear an Igbo man who will talk, hey, the Afrans, don't go fighting them. They have been killing us. Nobody's talking. Our people, our women are dying on a daily basis. Our children are dying on a daily basis in the north. And the Igbos are carrying placards. Bring our girls. When you retaliate, it will be the same Igbo people who will say, why are you doing this? Or leave them now. That is the problem we have. The Yorubas, because of their media domination, made it easy for the Calabars to hate Igbos. They made it easy for the Americans to hate Igbos. They made it easy to tell the world that Igbo man loves money. No Igbo man has ever been indicted in the cause of money issue. It's always the Yoruba and Hausas. The Umaru Dikos, the Babangidas. These are the people that have been stealing and looting the treasury. Die. No Igbo man has ever been implicated. No Igbo man has been at the helm of affairs. And the Yoruba media, destroy the Igbos. Bring discord between us and our own people. Bend them Yoruba today. Bend them Igbo tomorrow. Bend them Ifa Igbo here, Ifa Igbo there. It's only of recent because of Radio Biafra. That is why our people are coming back to us. The Yorubas with their media destroyed us. And there was no Igbo man who would say, hey, stop criticizing them. Now it's our own turn to bring about and make a U-turn. Why are these people has destroyed us? My, who's called himself from Enugu or from Anambra, he's telling director, don't say this, don't. Do you know how many years these people have destroyed us? And nobody was able to refute or turn off what they did with our name. Fellow Biafrans, please, behave yourselves when you come on air to criticize what we do. Radio is meant to criticize, to educate, and re-educate our people. We have suffered in the hands of Hausa, Fulani Boko Haram. Nobody called himself. If a Yoruba man says this, it's even amenable. You can appoint to it. Somebody who called himself a director will say this. Some of all these who are being boy by Hausa, Fulani Boko Haram. Because, of course, after the Nigerian Biafra War, they took quite a lot of our women. When they named them Ifani or Chukwuma, you think they are evil. But inside them, they are Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, Yoruba, they are destroying us since 1945. We are managing to see if we can put ourselves together. They say Igbos don't like themselves because of the media reaction to plant evil against us. Nobody was talking about it. Now, my brother, your argument has got no legs to stand. For it seems to me, I'm listening to Radio Biafra for at least 2 or 3 weeks before you can interject or give us your own opinion or suggestions. We've had it to the dream. So whenever you hear us talk, we are talking from a point of sensibility, a point of knowledge, and a point of wisdom. We are not a bunch of craps who talk on the radio. No. You don't know what is happening in your country. I don't know where you are. If it's okay for you, why are you abroad? Why not stay home? You talked about doing solar energy. The northern elite will not allow any industry of evidence. We talk from the source of knowledge that's acquired over the years. The director will tell you, he has studied about the Africa for 18 years. It's not a common knowledge. One man was quarreling with his fellow friend. He said, 7 years in India. It's not a joke. 18 years studying about the Africa. When the director talks, you listen. Don't challenge. When you hear him talk, it's something that he's seen. Something he has been witnessed. Something has had. Our people have been subjected, subdued, and subjugated. So when you hear us talk, we are talking from experience. Look at what is happening to our women. Our women have been, they've been made a mockery. A Biafra woman, at BBC are trying to make amends from their reputation of things. There's one guy called McDowell. BBC. He was interviewing an Hausa man that was student ago who was telling this white geezer that the reason why you see this Boko Haram escalation of terrorism is because every state in the north are sponsoring Boko Haram. How are they sponsoring them? They have bombed their own state. When you hear that Bronu has been continuously been attacked, the governor of Bronu is not supporting what Boko Haram are doing. They are not giving them money to buy ammunition. This is an interview by Mark Doyle that was for BBC from a Hausa Fulani man telling him that the Boko Haram issue will not stop because the people who are fueling it are the government themselves, the governors. And now tomorrow, when Biafrans try to retaliate, you will hear one man who will tell you from Owerri, hey, do not fight back. Let them kill you.
I agree with you.
Our people continuously being killed. Director, let me go into a main issue. Ugandan president, Museveni, is mocking Goodluck Jonathan, quite rightly. Do you know what? A lot of people have said, if Goodluck was a sensible human being, why are you allowing a foreign body to come and protect you? You answer, president, you have 11 aircraft. You love enjoying money. There was a book I read. He said, if you like thunder, you must enjoy its lightning. And they walked. If you can enjoy all your money, why can you face the music if there is trouble? Where can you stand? You want America and Britain to come? Did Britain invite you to come and fight IRA when they were giving them trouble? Or did America invite you, good luck, to come and fight those who bombed them at September 11th? What a shame that the people in the zoo, they don't think. Another thing that upsets me when you hear them talk on the television, they say, why can't you behave like American? Why can't you behave like Britain? Compare yourself with those in Africa in the first place.
They should be saying, why can't you behave like a baboon or chimpanzee? Chimpanzees are doing better than us. Why are you not like a bunch of animals in Serengeti? Mad people.
What a shame. Director, we cannot wait for Biafra to come so that we can reorganize ourselves and manage our businesses by ourselves. What a shame that we've wasted our time so long and too long that we cannot wait. But I tell you, majority of people who cannot wait Biafra to come, they cannot wait. Some of our people who are eating from the house of Fulani Boko Haram, they will give you one idea or the other and tell you how the heavens to be made on earth. But our people are dying every day, those reported and unreported ones. How many do we know? And what are we doing about it? Oh, no. Don't criticize the Yoruba. Do you know what the Yoruba did in your name? He was a warlord that took our money, stabbed our people. My brother, please, never you call Radio Biafra to give us such a suggestion again. Otherwise, you will hear Biafra on this radio station cursing you. You won't like to call again. Director, I'm standing by.
Thank you very much, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. We shall go up on to take this very call, and then we go around here to speak. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my director, this is Evangelist Lotachukwu Okorie, the national coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra, Norway.
Yes.
I just want to make a little announcement for our upcoming meeting tomorrow in the city of Oslo. I want to say to every meaningful Biafran in Oslo, try to attend this meeting tomorrow. The venue for the meeting is Afro Restaurant, but the name of the owner is Ken. So somehow it's called Ken Restaurant. The address is Deichmanns gate in the city of Oslo there. So I believe that everybody knows the place because it's in the center. So I want to quickly say that this meeting tomorrow is very, very important for our target net. So I would like everyone listening to me right now to attend the meeting. The Bible says that one with God is majority. One with God is majority. We are with God already. God is in the movement. So everything that we are doing is coming as planned. So my people, we are succeeding already. Biafra nation is for us and our children forever. It is our God-given right, and nobody can stop us. So I am just speaking this to the hearing of everyone in the city of Oslo, so that you will know that we don't have anything to be afraid of. Biafra is our God-given right. So everything has been put in place. The government of the land where we are recognizes us. Tomorrow's meeting is very, very important so that we can forge ahead and know how the demonstration will be. And also I want to say that tomorrow's meeting will be very, very important because the materials which we ordered from China have arrived. The material that you paid for has arrived. So I would just like you to come to the meeting also to see how the materials are, what you paid for, and also to mobilize evangelism team, because it is very important for what we are doing, to mobilize evangelism team to campaign the remaining days in the churches and shopping complex and all the meeting places with our demonstration flyer so that people can come and support us on that 30th May. So it is very, very important. If you truly love our country, Biafra, it is time to show it. If you truly love our country, Biafra, it is time to show it. So many of you have been supporting us in hiding places. This is time for you to come out, come to the meeting tomorrow, take our demonstration materials, the thing that you paid for, so that evangelism team will be mobilized there, people that will visit so many places and campaign with our flag and flyers to tell people, the Norwegians and the foreigners here, to come and support us on the 30th of May, so that we can win the heart of the government and the heart of the people here, so that they can support us to get Biafra. I want to say thank you, and God bless every Biafran here, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you very, very much for that. My own, is it polo or t-shirt? What do we call it? My own t-shirt came from China. It was a gift for myself and our dear sister, and also Ikechukwu, who is here with me. And it's very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. I understand that there were some misunderstanding about who should pay for the shipment from China. The item is actually very cheap. $5 is about 1,000 naira or so, isn't it? That's what it is. Is that correct? Yes. That is exactly, for some of them here, what it is. But this is China, and I can tell you that the quality that Tochukwu and his team produced is far infinitely superior to anything we have seen here. You have to see it to believe it. Therefore, every country that placed their order via China, you are expected to pay for shipment, and I will tell you why. We ordered something a while ago from USA. The item arrived in London and the customs seized it and said we must pay. Not every item. Sometimes the customs will say pay, sometimes they release it. Most of the countries around Europe got their own consignment without paying any custom duty. But unfortunately, in some countries as well, they are asking for duty to be paid. It is not the duty of the person that shipped the item, that made and shipped it, to pay for customs. It is not done that way, because there is no way he could determine how much any customs will charge anyway. So that is why there is no blame for Tochukwu and our people in China. They have no blame at all. If you have your consignment sitting with customs anywhere, please go and collect it. Do you have something to say about it? Sorry? Not about this very issue. No, go ahead, please.
Sorry.
No, it's not. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I wanted to tell you that the money you asked about is about 800 naira.
Is it $500?
Yes.
Sorry, $5, 800 naira.
$5, yes.
Is it?
About 800, yes. Yes.
So by 160. So it's even cheaper than the ones.
It's cheaper, yeah.
So even in China, it's even cheaper than the one we're getting here.
Than what we have here, yes.
My goodness me. I didn't know that.
160, that's the
exchange rate.
Oh,
yes. So it's cheaper.
Yes.
Okay. No problem. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I didn't know, you know. I thought it was about 1,000. So it's about 800. So that goes to show that Tochukwu and the team in China did exceedingly well. Our lines are open. I don't know why we're not getting any calls on Skype at all. Please, if you want to say something, can you please come over here? Because of the disturbance from the electrical system here. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I'm calling from U.S.
From U.S., what is your name, please? What's your name?
My name is Ambassador Jackson, New York.
And which state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
From Texas. Please go ahead.
Dallas.
From Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Are you a coordinator here in Dallas? Do you have any coordinator here in Dallas, Texas?
Yes. Ugochukwu, is that correct? Ugochukwu is our coordinator in Dallas. Yes, we have a coordinator in Dallas. Ugochukwu is our coordinator in Dallas. Sorry?
Time we heard about this. Do you got any way we can get his phone number? We can be able to mobilize him or guys around. And organize something and organize to invite him guys to Dallas.
Okay, are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on the Facebook, yes.
Have you joined Biafrans in the USA on Facebook?
That's what I'm telling you. We don't know anything about it. I haven't seen it.
Okay. I have a telephone number to give you. Do you have a pen and paper ready?
Yes, sir.
214-418. It's gone, hasn't it? Maybe the credit ran out. You know, in America, it's very, very expensive to call. Yes, in case he's listening, is that correct? Yeah, it's a very good idea, actually. Very, very good. The number is 214-418-2880. I repeat, 214-418-2880. He's a one-man riot squad. He is incredible. Very, very formidable. He's a good Biafran. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Daniel. This is Suwoke Wozo, calling from Jakarta, Indonesia. Good morning, sir.
My dear brother, you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm so glad we are making. I am very much sorry that I could not make it. Then I decided to stay and pioneer what is happening here, because Indonesia needs force and the fire in order for us to move ahead, because there are too many stubborn people here and too many fools here in Indonesia. So for you to follow them up, you must go with hard boys, and that is what we have been doing with my crew, because we have some serious Biafrans here in Indonesia. I want to tell you something, please. Don't mind these hypocrites. All these Biafran, Igbo, Hausa, Efik hypocrites who are calling to tell you that they are calling from this place and they don't know anything about Biafra and their areas of residence, that they have not heard anything about Biafra. I can prove to you that all these things are tales. They are lies.
Have we lost him? It seems we've lost him. I don't know what is going on with our systems. Does anybody here wish to speak? If you wish to speak, please, you come closer to this side. Clinton is here. You have to say something so that people will know that the warrior that they
that they read from on Facebook is here in flesh and blood. Please go ahead. Is not Amit? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. No, he's back again. Yeah.
Good evening once again, Biafrans all over the world and friends of Biafra. I must tell you, I am very, very upset. Biafra is the last hope of every living soul born in Biafra land. If you have not keyed into this project, you are a fool. You are not a fool because I called you a fool. You are a fool because you have failed to see the light. You are a fool because you have failed to read the handwriting on the wall. You are a fool because you have failed to understand that you have been subjected to perpetual slavery. You are a fool because you have failed to understand that you have no future in a country you call your own. This is a contraption, as long as I'm concerned. Now listen, Biafra is offering us a hope, a future, equal opportunity. What are you still waiting for? Every now and then we are killed. You shout at the top of your voice, God will do it. Which God? We are gods. If you are waiting for God to do it for you, why don't you wait for God to give you food? Please, wherever you are, wherever you are, I don't know what is keeping you. If that your tiny luxury is keeping you, please give it up. Whatsoever that is making you to feel that Biafra can wait, Biafra can never wait. If we don't get Biafra this time around, we kiss goodbye to Biafra and we sell our children to slavery, to people that are not their match, to people that cannot stand their fame in any angle, to people that cannot stand their brains. What are you talking about? You sit down wherever you are and you call yourself an Igbo man. And you watch people that cannot stand you in any direction rule over you, lord over you, and you are in one Nigeria. You are in a country that don't have equal rights. You are in a country that before you can get into the military, you have to change your name. Yes, it is strange, but it's truth. It's the truth. You have to change your name from being an Igbo man, maybe to James Oko, James Friday, or James Onyebuchi. Onyebuchi is even an Igbo name before they can consider you to join the military, and you are one Nigeria. I don't know what to say, but I am very, very angry. I am angry at the stupidity of some of us. I don't know. I just can't understand what is happening. Where have we gone wrong? Where have we lost our sense of reasoning? Our so-called Igbo leaders of thoughts are on the street protesting. God knows if I have a gun, I will gun them down. This is the madness of the highest order. We have been killed from time immemorial till date, and they liked the ex of Obiezu Kwesili is still there. When she was the Minister of Education or whatsoever, I can't even remember anymore. Obasanjo ordered massacre in Zaki Biam. Did she protest? Today there is a scam by some fools, and she's on the street of Abuja protesting. Our captain is dead. Where is the protest? In Jos, we have been massacred. Where is she? I don't just understand. Have we sold our sense of reasoning to what I don't know? What is the problem? What have we done wrong? Our children are crying. There is no hope. There is no job. I came back to Biafra land today. What I'm hearing is insecurity, insecurity. Why would there be security when there is no job, no industry? Everything is gone. I am out of my house by 8 o'clock. My son is calling me. Don't come back. There's gunshots everywhere. Yet all that would be gunshots. When you have left your land to people that can't even stand your fame, people that can't even stand your fury or anything, you have gone out, you are in America, you are anywhere you are, you are making money, you are comfortable. Your land is in disarray. Your land is burning down on a daily basis. Our children are killing themselves in the name of courtism. Why wouldn't they join courts? What is there for them to do? No viable company in the whole of Southeastern Nigeria. The only thing you see, our so-called leaders are building hotels for us to increase prostitution. That is the only thing they can give you. They call you and give you 10,000, you are jubilating. Out of the box, they give you a piece and you are okay. What is the problem? What have we done? Please, wherever you are, I don't even know, but I know something for sure, that Biafra is a punishment to offenders. Wherever you are, any day Biafra is restored, mark it anywhere. If you have done wrong against Biafra, Biafra will kill you. Anywhere you are, if there is any reason for whatsoever you have used the name of Biafra to deceive people, to kill our people, Biafra will kill you. Biafra is a spirit, and we are Biafrans by initiation and not by birth. You are an able man, but you are not a Biafran. You must be initiated into a Biafranhood to become a Biafran. If you are not initiated by blood, by the spirituality of Biafra land, you are not a Biafran. And for you to be a Biafran, you must understand the nitty-gritty of freedom. You must understand the nitty-gritty of independence. There is liberty before God. Even God gives you the right to choice. So how can a man tell you cannot choose? God that made you, that created you, the chukwu that made you who you are, made it possible for you to decide what to do. And somebody in Sokoto will tell you that your child will score 234 to get admission, and his own child will score 2. And our evil leaders of thoughts are making noise. I can continue with the ills of why this construction was born. I don't care, but I know for sure that Biafra is a punishment to offenders. God bless you.
And you too, well spoken and eloquently delivered. This is Radio Biafra once again. If you're joining us for the very first time, unfortunately, our Skype doesn't seem to be working as it should. But our phone line is working, and we shall continue to utilize it.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are again, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? We have somebody that called from India. Unfortunately, they don't want to say anything. The number, once again, if you wish to join us, is +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. Please, can you go ahead? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Before one of our brothers called in and was trying to bring in some points that eventually were refuted, I remembered what you told me when we were going to the site, was it yesterday again, about having meeting one of our distant cousins. So I thought to myself, this could be one of them. I just want to extend my greetings to all Biafrans wherever they are. We appreciate your commitment. We appreciate your doggedness. We appreciate that we are together here and doing what we have signed for. I had a call some time back. Somebody called me from a place and asked me why we always talk about Onwa Tuegu and some of those who did their best, more than their best, to see that we are here today. He mentioned not Aguirre, the other one that caused the killing. And I told him, please, our radio is open to everyone. If you think we are missing out anybody who is close to you, any of your family member who must have given in their best during the war, who died fighting gallantly to ensure that we are here today, please endeavor to come open and remind Biafrans that there are a lot of those who are not yet remembered openly. Of course, we are going to remember all of them this 30th May. And I also want to use this opportunity to encourage our coordinators, zone. In fact, every Biafran, wherever you are, you can simply place a call to your family at home and ask them to send you the names of those in your family who died during this month of genocide. That way, you will ensure for yourself that your family is counted, because I know for sure that every family was affected during the war. Please, if you did not hear me clearly, ensure you make a call back home. Ask your father, ask your mother, ask your relative to give you names of those who fought gallantly, names of those who died because of the genocide orchestrated by Gowon and his men. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Some have been sending in their names anyway, to be fair to them. Some have been sending in the names of relatives, and we are compiling them, all of them. Most of them will be read out on the 30th of May.
We are also very glad that a lot of people have caught on with the fever. That is the 30th of May, and people are now discussing it. I don't know who sent their clip to AIT, but we understand 41 minutes ago, somebody observed AIT talking about the Biafra-Nigeria war and also showing that very film we ask you to download from YouTube and send to every media house to show. They may not give us credit. They may not come out openly to say that we are doing fantastically well, but they are all listening to Radio Biafra. If you call Abuja now, call anybody you know who is at the confab. I know about three people who are there. Call them now. They are all listening to Radio Biafra. That is how can I put it? It has cult following, so to speak, if you understand the meaning of it. Not university out. Talking about cult following, devotion. Devotion. Let's take this call. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Kingsley, calling from Switzerland.
Kingsley from Switzerland, please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you guys for your work, you and your members.
Thank you.
I'm saying that we are completely beside you guys. Then, I came in a few minutes ago anyway, but I had the person you were talking with, who was talking about people and what we are talking. I mean, you know, our people, because when you are going out talking with people, sometimes when you hear the way our people talk, you begin to wonder, just like you do us sometimes, where did these people get this brain? Who creates this kind of people? Because you're telling them something, some are making arguments about Biafra, about Nigeria they don't know anything about, you know? Telling you about this, Nigeria will be, I remember I told one guy one time, I invited him to a meeting, and what he told me was, I should forget Biafra, I should continue praying for Nigeria. And I asked him, you are more than 30 years old, what has Nigeria offered you for your more than 30 years? And he was there stammering. But talking to, and some of them will tell you that you shouldn't check blood and it's God who will do this and do that for us. I was watching CNN, I think it was 2 days ago, and I saw a priest from Orthodox was blessing the military who were about to go for war. But I know if this should be an African people or in Nigeria or Igbo people, they will tell you, no, you don't have to support you're a priest, you don't have to support war, you don't have to do this. But this man is a priest, an Orthodox priest, was blessing a sacred holy water on them, preparing them before they will leave. You know? But that is the mentality of our people, anyway. And I want to beg that, please, you keep telling people the kind of Biafra we are looking up to. Because that's another problem. Some of them think that we want to make another version of Nigeria. That is not what we want. Some of them are thinking that when we get Biafra, all these criminals from Ojos Okano and Tito Bianco, or even the world, that they are the one who is coming to be our leader or coming to do whatever. So we appreciate that you keep enlightening people on that. That what we are going to build is that these people don't have room there at all, even not to talk of being a leader. You know.
Yes, what you're saying is correct. Yes, I agree with you. What you're saying is correct. Go ahead.
So, because when you're talking with, when I'm talking with a lot of people, I can see the angle they are coming from and what they are thinking. You know, that the new people are fighting for Biafra. A few days ago, somebody was telling me, you will go and get Biafra, and somebody, these same people will come again, and they will continue or start telling you what's wrong. I say no. And I went further to tell him that is why even it seems that we have not gotten Biafra by now. That if we should take that, maybe we have gotten Biafra by now even as I'm talking to you, because if it's money, we can get, but we don't need their money because we don't want.
What is happening? Have we lost him? We have lost him. We don't need the money from anybody. The money being contributed by Biafrans all over the world is what we're going to work with.
Anytime you go and take blood money, you contaminate what you are doing, and the Spirit of God will leave us, and then we falter. That will never happen. Biafrans in the diaspora and a few of them who are at home will exclusively fund this very enterprise. Anybody thinking that any of these useless people will come to hold, they will be in prison, or they'll be dead, or in exile. Coming to do what? Where? To go and bring their Hausa friends here? Do you think they will abandon Hausa people? Do you think Audio Zokalo will stop being friendly with Hausa people? And who are our enemies? Ndiawosa? Our people should go and reason, for goodness sake. This is Radio Biafra. My dear sister, you have something to say? Do you want to say something? If you have, please go ahead and say it.
Yes, Director, thank you. Biafrans all over the world, this is your sister, Ibere Chukwu Anubogu. You know, some people have been calling me, saying that I'm no longer as vibrant as I used to be. And
because you're tired from work.
I'll tell them that I am still who I am. And that as long as they have said I must work for them, I am working for them with everything in me. Everything, including my voice. And that is why it is like I am no longer as vibrant. And sincerely, I want to thank our brother Clinton Ume. He pointed at so many things. And I want to also add, I want to ask our people, I want to tell our people, since we became one Nigeria, what has that given to us? It has given to us debt. It has given to us poverty. It has given to us degradation. It has given to us every other vice that you can think about. Before the coming of Lugard, like Director said today, our people were living their normal life. Our people were living their normal lives. And somebody asked me the other day, why do you want us to go back to Chukwu Abiama? Do you now want to die and go to hell? I told him that for any Biafra man who refuses to acknowledge Chukwu Abiama, that man will die and will go to hell. Because you cannot run away from your root. Any day you forget your root, you die. Biafra is our root, and we cannot run away from it. It does not matter whether we are 1 million, whether we are 2 million. Director has said it, and I have bought into it. Likewise, every other man, woman who are into this struggle. We just need 100 men. Just 100 men. We may not even need up to 100 men, and we will restore Biafra. Because Chukwu Abiama, that same Chukwu Abiama that created Biafrans, that same Chukwu Abiama that planted us in this sacred land, he is God of vengeance. He will avenge us. It may tarry, but I assure you, he will avenge us. Chukwu Abiama will guide us into restoring Biafra. I want to thank every Biafran, especially those of you in diaspora, for everything I've cried for, everything I've asked you to do for us. You have done all of them. And that is why I am fighting here to make sure that I maintain my own balance. We asked that you support us. We ask that you tell the world that there was a country and there is still a country. I cried and I asked for you to buy us a transmitter. I cried and asked that you should come home to salvage us. And you have done all this. And having done all this, and you are still doing more, Chukwu Abiama will help us to restore Biafra. And for those of you who are cowards, who are asking, why do you want to go into war? We want to go into war because we want freedom. Nothing good comes too cheap. There is no freedom that you just go it on a platter of gold. We must fight. Myself, Eberechukwu Anebogu, I will carry gun and I will fight. And I know that as I fight, I will kill over 1 million Hausas. Dare me and you will see it. I will fight and I know I will live to see Biafra restored. I call each and every one of you, and I want to encourage you. Barrister Imamezu, your cry for freedom every day, Chukwuabiamah will hear it, and Chukwuabiamah will give us freedom. Yeah. Carol Monday, I called you my twin sister, and somebody was asking me, are you sure she is really your twin sister? I said yes. Your labor of love, Chukwuabiamah will use it to restore Biafra. Uche Mefo, I don't know what I will tell you, but all I want to tell you is that every singular effort you have put in this struggle, Chukwuabiamah will use it to restore Biafra. For Nnamdi Kanu, I don't know. You have sacrificed everything, your life, your strength, everything. And do not say that what you are doing, that Chukwuabiamah is not seeing. Because he sent you and he will back you up. Remember yesterday I told you, and I was able to place it on Facebook. I said that when a man's way pleases Chukwuabiamah, he will cause his enemies to be at peace with him. Every enemy, known and unknown, those of them who have sabotaged us, those of them who are still sabotaging us, they will live to see us restore Biafra. They will live to see us restore Biafra. Yes. It doesn't matter whether they welcome it. It doesn't matter whether they support us. We are not asking for financial support from the politicians here in Biafra land. We do not need them. Let them sit, let them stand, let them lie down and see us restore Biafra. Those of you who have been financing us, those of you in diaspora that has been helping us, you are enough for us. You are enough for us. We are relying on you. We are relying on your support. And as you continue to support us, we will restore Biafra. We are here on the ground, and sometimes some people will ask, are you sure that Nnamdi Kanu is in Enugu? I'll tell them yes. If you want to see him, come and see him. He is in his father's land, and no weapon formed against him will ever prosper. And every tongue that shall rise to speak against him, as the daughter of this soil, I condemn it. Ikechukwu Enyagu, Chuka Bosa, my dear brother Osta Okeke, Chioma Amarilis, those of you that left the pleasures of the white man country, and you are here today to make sure that you salvage your brothers and sisters, Chukwuabiamah will see your effort and he will use your effort to salvage us. For to us it is just forward ever, backward never. We are set to remember them. And we must remember them. Because if they did not die, the story of Biafra would have been terminated. The story of Biafra would have been terminated. But because they died, that is why Chukwuabiamah has said, go, and we are here. We will not live here until we restore Biafra. 2015 to me looks like eternity. I assure you that if you continue in this your might, before the expiration of 2014, we'll restore Biafra. Nothing is stopping us. There is no stopping us. Even the ground upon which we march will support us. Even this sacred land will support us. We go out every day, we walk, and we come back. We do not even remember sometimes to eat, but we are healthy. None of us have broken down, and we will not break down, because a stronger hand is upholding us. Because the hand of Chukwuabiamah is upholding us. If he's the one that sent us, he will back us up. He will back us up. The backing of the dog has nothing to do with the roaring of a lion. The barking of the dog has nothing to do with the roaring of the lion. Nigerians, I see them as dogs. And these few men, these few women that Chukwu Abiyama has called, I see them as lions. I see them as lions, and they are lions. It will not take us more than what it took David to defeat Goliath, to defeat Nigeria. It will not take us more than that. I encourage each and every one of you to keep on keeping on. Those of you who have given us bronze, those of you who have given us silver, those of you who have given us gold, your name will be remembered for eternity. Your children's children will remember you. This land of Biafra will remember you. And from today, henceforth, whatever you lay your hands to do shall turn to gold. Whatever you lay your hands to do shall turn to gold. There is no going back. We'll restore Biafra. Of course, you see, I no longer cry. I laugh every minute. I smile every minute because I know that Biafra is here with us. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you.
I also want to remind the coordinator in Benin Republic. Coordinator in Benin Republic. Your people in Benin Republic, they are asking after you. I know you are listening because you listen every day. Go and make disciples of your people. Go and gather them in Benin Republic. For together we will get Biafra. Together we will get Biafra. The women are not left out. Biafra women are formidable. They are not left out. And Chukwu Abiyama will keep strengthening you. Chukwu Abiyama will keep strengthening you until we get Biafra. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken, well delivered. As always, that is what we've come to expect. And long may that continue because Biafra is coming and nothing can stop it. We finally have a caller on Skype. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very
Please
well.
Go ahead. So is the whole world. Please proceed.
Yeah, my name is Michael Ifi Udem. I'm speaking from Geneva, Switzerland. I am from Nog, Anambra State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, I have to thank you all guys for the good job you are all doing, along with other members of editorial board of Radio Biafra. I thank you all. Why I'm calling is because of the situation on the struggle. And I want to ask you about the financing, about how do you people really get involved in terms of financing the common people that are, especially those that really want to involve into the struggle on the ground. I'm talking about the less privileged people. Which is needed mostly because if you watch at Masop, how Masop built their strong network in Nigeria and in Biafra land, they really bought the heart of the common people, and that's how they achieve it. Because right now you look at the situation. Yes, yesterday I called, if you could remember, and I raised some issue concerning about our people, the way we have to lobby them into the whole thing. Then I heard what Sister Ebere said that yesterday in reply to what I said. But our people have money. Well, we both have money. Yes, Biafran people, we have money. It's true. But the idea is here. The rich people, they don't care about this movement. The rich people in the zoo.
My dear brother, I plead to disagree with you, and I will tell you why. When Owazurike started this whole Biafra business in 2000, a lot of people came out and gave their support. You know our people that they work with adage a lot, Igbo adage. There is one that says, Ozo mama ga yuburabo. That's what they believe in. The fact that somebody failed woefully, abysmally, having taken them for a ride, some of them could not handle it. Because there is nothing our people hate so much than somebody, than being a fool for somebody. That is the problem. Most of them call me, they tell me, we are watching and we are waiting. Any day you reach our threshold of conviction, we'll join you. But keep on doing what you're doing. We are here watching you and following silently. I get that every blessed day from people who are more than comfortable. One of them wrote to me the other day and said, every amount of weapon you need, we will buy. Just keep doing what you're doing. So they are listening and they are watching. Somebody has gone before and failed woefully. Not that they failed because of circumstance they could not control. They failed because they willingly sold their soul to the devil. That is what people are waiting and watching to ensure that we don't follow suit. They don't want us to do the same thing. As long as we are truthful, we are consistent, we do everything we say we are going to do, the support will come. Today we're building a memorial. We bought a transmitter. Today we're building a memorial. Is there anything we want to do we have not done? You people as well will buy the weapons for us to go into battle with. You will buy it. We will go into this battle and we will win. It's as simple as that. I thank you for your concern. I thank you for your contributions in terms of the advice that you're bringing to the table. Please, if you have anything else to say, you better say it. Please, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Director. You know, your leadership in this very struggle, you are regaining global support, you know. But I can also think about if you can need maybe some professionals also who can give some ideas to support this board and to keep the struggle moving. At least you are doing a nice job, but I believe that you can need core professionals as well that can also intrude their ideas into the whole thing, especially the way that we can work with our people, those common people that we need them seriously. And I know what I'm saying. I know our people. I know the way they think, the way they behave, their mentality. It's not easy to control 1,000 people. How much more of 50 million people in Biafra? It's not easy. It's a big job. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
But we don't want to control them. There was something, a phrase you used before, which I liked so much. You said, they bought the minds of the people. And that's what they did. We are not going to buy the minds of our people. What we are doing is to get 100 men ready. Only 100 men will take down this place. We don't need everybody. As we've said before, what we preach is the truth. We are not going to tell you what you want to hear. If the gospel we preach resonates with you, you come. We are not begging anybody. If you like, you come. If you like, you don't come. We are going to get Biafra. The worst thing you can do is, as some of them did, you run around for a bit and you join the enemies. You do that, we kill you. Very simple. Our resolve, listen, my dear brother, the resolve that is pushing what we are doing is incalculable. People don't understand it. We are fanatical about what we are pursuing. And in terms of expertise and advice, we have them in abundance. In abundance everywhere. Every blessed day. I can't say we stopped Boko Haram because they're still killing. We stopped the American government from continuing with their romance with Boko Haram. We put a stop to it. Odenigbo spoke. Clifford Oranye delivered it and they stopped it. Simple. We have very intelligent people working behind the scenes, making what we are doing possible. That is one thing you must know. Very, very intelligent people. And we have not failed. Have we failed so far?
No.
Exactly. So if it is not broke, do not fix it. We are here to get Biafra and we are going to do it. Just watch and see.
Okay. One last moment, Director Nandi. Yesterday, you mentioned about how the people, giving the information about those that want to go into the army, or do you need to be secret? I don't know. It depends on what you tell me, because some of my friends are listening and they are kind of young men that are really interested in joining Biafran on the ground in terms of action I'm talking about. You understand?
Yes.
So I don't know. Yesterday you didn't finish giving the whole detail about it.
When the after we first of all one thing at a time. After the 30th of May,
okay,
we will announce for a slow return of our people. We have two people that are going to come back. One group are the scientists. The other group are the soldiers. That is very, very
okay. critical. You don't need to pronounce anything. It's
exactly.
okay.
Exactly.
I want to get some idea about what it's all about because of my friends are listening also, you know. So, Director, I really appreciate, you know, you are really wonderful. I don't know how to put you, but I will just say that you are our Joshua. And those of our friends that are calling and telling us how to control our Igbo language, or Biafra is not only Igbo. I mean, I'm referring to the first call of the day when he was trying to tell you about the language we have to use in Biafra. Biafra is about, I think, almost 7 or 10 ethnic clan in Biafra. So we must use English at this moment. Then when we get Biafra, we have to polish the language we have to speak. If it's Igbo, join with the Calabar language we have to use. We have to polish it, but everything is gradually. But our generation is to achieve Biafra. Hence it. So anybody bringing that idea should at least listen to Radio Biafra for some time before you have to contribute. Thank you, Nandi. Thank you, everybody. Shioma, Ebere, Ikechukwu, you all are brave. Thank you, you all. God bless you all.
And you too. Thank you very, very much for that. And you too as well. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear. Yeah. My name is Ikenna Amadi. I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
You're calling from the UK.
I'm Amadi.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I've been following. I've been following Biafra for a very long time. Right from. Hello.
Yeah, it seems to me that your line is not very clear. You have to go and call us back again. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay. This is Onyebu Chukwu Egonu. I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand.
Yeah, I'm calling from Thailand, Director.
Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, I want to appreciate you for what you're doing, and I also want to greet my mommy, Rita. I really, really love her so much, and I adore her. Director, I really want to talk straight to the guy that called and saying about how to use our language and not to call outsiders and Igbo. I really don't know why the guy is in Norway, because if the so-called Nigerians are favoring him, there is no reason he would be in Norway doing nothing there. So, and I know that this guy, maybe he said he's from Enugu. He traveled straight from Enugu to Norway. He has not visited any of the states in this northern in Nigeria. Because when you go to Nigeria, you will see, especially this Kano and these northerners, they called we Igbo, the Biafran, they call us, they said, Ibondororaro. That's what uncircumcised man called Igbo man, honorary. Then tell me, why wouldn't we call them names? Actually, Director, I'm not happy with what he said. I'm not, I want Biafra to come, and not just Biafra coming, I want Nigeria destroyed. They have destroyed the lots of lives of youth. They have rendered so many of us useless. I don't see reason why a young boy like that will be in Norway saying we should not call names. Who are they? I don't really like them. I want Nigeria destroyed. I don't want their name Nigeria existing again. So please, Director, I guess maybe next time when someone calls listening, talking this kind of rubbish, we don't have much patience to listen to that kind of person. All we do is to cut him off, because his contributions are not going to make any use to us. We don't need that kind of contribution. We don't need that kind of advice. All we want is Biafra, and that's all what we are doing to achieve is Biafra. So we don't care how we do it and how we get it. And besides, there is no need fencing Hausa or fencing Yoruba because they are not part of us. And we want them destroyed. So, Director, anyhow you want it. If you want to insult anybody, Director, go ahead and do it. All we want is Biafra. That is all. I thank you, Director, and may Chukwa Biama bless you and Biafra.
And you too. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that. People say, is that actually an insult? Don't Yoruba women tie one piece wrapper? Am I lying? They tie lace now, lace. They wear shimi under. And they tie lace. That is open. How many times those of you who are privileged to grow up in the village as I did you in your life see a woman with one piece wrapper before? It's only maybe a little girl growing up trying to dress like the mother and getting it wrong, of course. How many of you have seen a Biafran woman with one piece wrapper before? If you tie a one piece wrapper, they see you as a wayward person. Is that not correct? I don't know why people run from the truth. It's you. Very simple. And they're running from it. Let us go and see if we have this caller on the line. If they are, then we shall try and speak to them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Do we have a caller on Skype? No, we don't. We don't. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. My name is Chino Soejimakonye.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Turn your system down or move away from your place because...
My name is Chino Soejimakonye. I'm calling from India.
Which part of India are you in?
Yeah, I'm calling from India. I really appreciate what you people are doing.
Thank you. Please move away or turn your system down and then you continue. Turn your system down because I can hear it.
Okay. I'm calling from India. I really appreciate what you people are doing. The young man that spoke about they should tell us what we want to do, starting a modern baby home or having electricity, having pipe on water. I want to tell him, we are not here to a community or a village. We are chasing a republic. To have a country is not easy. Okay, I have never seen countries that are republic that I don't go to that. Just like that, very simple. Okay, that's why I want my fellow girlfriend to know. Secondly, I know that this journey is becoming so much positive because as I can remember some years back, 2001, I normally hear Biafra, they will say, this is Radio Biafra from Washington, D.C. I will ask my father, Washington, D.C., what are they doing in Washington, D.C.? Is it Washington, D.C., we are going to get the Biafra? My father said that this is a republic in exile. Why are they in exile? Is this country belong to the Hausa? My father said, no. I said, they should come back home. They should come back home. This is our home. Why are they in exile? Okay, so today a friend just linked me, told me that Biafra Radio is now in Nigeria, in Enugu. I said, it's a lie. He said, okay, I'll give you the link. I said, let me call. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. We are different. We are intelligent. We are handsome. We are beautiful. We are loaded with talent. We are loaded with creativity. He said, I don't know if I know this small, but I get sense. How can we have all this talent? Yes, we can't even have our own republic. Yes, somebody just came into our own house and take our room from us. So I'm so happy with this step. And I'm 100% behind this. I'm 100%. I'm following this. In fact, I will never stop listening to this Biafra Radio every day, and I will follow up in every activity. Last time you were talking about building something. Today's my first time. I don't know what you people want to build. Okay, maybe I will contribute or something. So I don't know.
What we people are building is we want to build a memorial to remember everybody that died between 66 and 70. We want to remember the cruelty of war against our people,
So that because this place, they are liars. In the next 5 years, if you ask a child, do you know that there was a war and they killed and stabbed children? They'll say, no, it's not true. Our teacher said it's one Nigeria.
Yes.
We want a permanent reminder to our people that we lost people here, 3.5 million. And we don't want to forget that. We can never forget it. We can't forget it. That is why we are building the most beautiful monument anywhere in Africa, because we have taste. Very beautiful.
Okay. Are we contributing money or whatever?
We are contributing money, but it is not small money. To some people, it is small money, but to others, it is not. So we cannot say it is small money. We have three categories because everybody, if you contribute towards the construction, the building of this monument, your name will be written down on a tablet of stone and placed at the foundation, at the very entrance to this very holy site where it sits. That forever and ever, they will say, these are the people that built this monument. Not Biafrans built it. No. It will be built by every Biafran, but by very few. We have gold, we have silver, we have bronze. Gold is 500,000, silver is 250,000, and bronze is 100,000. If you wish to participate either in gold, silver, or bronze, this is the number to call. If you have a pen and paper, you take this number down.
Okay.
If you want to contribute.
All right.
The number is +234 909 466 5824. I repeat, +234 909 466 5824. We are building a memorial. That is the number to call if you wish to support. Gold, silver, or bronze. Thank you very much for calling. And God bless you.
That is wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. That is what we are doing. We are building a memorial. We want to remember those that fought and died for us. We want to remember those that sacrificed themselves. As I told the veterans today, those of you, of your colleagues that fell, and they were clapping. They were clapping. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. No.
Yes, I am calling back again. I thought before the line went out.
Yes, you did. Please, your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, my name is Jackson. I've already got in contact with you. Go to the coordinator in Dallas.
That's wonderful.
We are going to meet tomorrow to facilitate the program on target. The director, I appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thank
you. I'm one of you, the one Biafra. I'm going to go to the house.
The line keeps cutting. I don't know why. From Dallas, it keeps cutting. Let us take this call, Lucy, and then I shall come to you. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra live transmission to the whole world from our capital city, Enugu.
Oh. Okay, good evening. Good evening, sir, Mr. Kano.
Good evening. Good evening, my dear brother. Good evening.
Yeah, it's Stephen North. I'm calling from Switzerland. Bern, to be precise.
From Bern in Switzerland. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good evening. I would like to greet everybody there for the precious work you people are doing. We are all grateful. We are very, very grateful. You especially, Mr. Kano, you say we shouldn't thank you for it, but I compliment you. You are a great man. Keep on going. We appreciate all what you're doing. We will thank you when we get Biafra, and we will get Biafra together. Thank you very much. I just want to give a short information of what we are about to do tomorrow. We have a very short meeting tomorrow here in Bend and the region of Bend. I would like to inform most of our people who might not be in their contact list or whom I might not have their number to know that tomorrow we are having a meeting, a very short meeting that will take like maximum of 2 hours. So I would like everybody who is listening, whom I did not send the message to pay attention of the address. The address is in Austin, in Bend, here in Austin. Moritz Strasse, 73. And this meeting will begin at exactly 17 o'clock, which is 5 o'clock, and end at 7 o'clock. Please, I would love everybody to be punctual. Because it goes to just to talk about how we're going to meet in the on the 30th of May. And as our banners and t-shirts are in, so we would like to plan everything ahead and share our t-shirts for the members who will be coming and who would love to attend the 30th of May. So far, this is why I called, and I will thank you once more for our precious lady, Choma Amarelli, Bera Niwogo, Chuka Boza, man, so many of you guys, Ikechukwu Nyago, Dr. Imam Mezu, as well as Dr. Kano, Mr. Kano, I appreciate what you're doing. Respect goes to all of you guys there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafrosia. We'll still come to you. Won't forget. Your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are. They're not saying anything. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? I don't know what is going on. Can you hear me? No, they can't.
Yes, director.
Yes, please, go ahead.
I don't know what is. Okay.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Please turn your system down.
No,
continue.
I'm not on the Skype.
Yes, no. I know you're on the phone. Please turn your system down. Turn it down, please. It's echoing. Yeah, please turn your system down. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, again, my name is Ambassador Jackson in New York. I'm calling from Dallas.
Yes, your line keeps cutting. It keeps cutting. But I like your perseverance. Go ahead.
Yes. I've already got in contact with the coordinator in Dallas, Mr. Gochuku. Me and you, we are going to see tomorrow morning, by the grace of God.
Wonderful.
We appreciate everything you're doing. Like I was telling you before my line went off. Before Ujuku passed away, as me and you we talked and sit him down, anywhere he is today, we appreciate what you're doing. And all of us here appreciate what you're doing. I'll be coming home soon. I would like to see you before I left Nigeria again. Please, I know that our people are very corny. Some of them are somewhere just listening, watching.
Oh, my dear brother, we need to change the line from Dallas. Yes, we understand that Chibuzo Nzeribe, is that correct? The surname is Iboji, is that correct? Chibuzo Nzeribe, from which country? Then the country is... Do we have the country? But I'm sure he's listening. Chibuzo Nzeribe Iboji, he has gone for bronze. I don't know what is wrong with gold. Don't have people like gold? They don't like gold. He's here. He's in the zoo or in Biafra land. Anywhere he is, we acknowledge him. Chibuzo Nzeribe Iboji, he's going to give us, not give us, he's going to contribute. Sorry?
in Italy. Sorry, he's in Italy. Chibuzo, you are in Italy, not in the zoo. You are in Italy, very close to the Pope. You are in Italy, please. You're not in the zoo. Chibuzo Nzeribe Iboji, he is going to contribute 100,000 naira towards the construction of the monument, and after that, his name will be there written in a tablet of stone. In a tablet of stone for eternity. So nobody can come and delete it. If you put it on computer, they'll delete it. If it's on a piece of paper, they can burn it. But forever and ever, the names of the people that built the monument will be remembered. That these people built this place to remember those that died. Forever and ever. We must honor them. We must honor them. OC, please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name remains Ostadima Okeke. Actually, Director, I am very, very angry starting from the time you start picking call. The first caller of the day spoiled my day, actually. I get mad whenever I saw so-called Igbo people of Biafrans defending Yorubas or Hausa people. I get crazy when our people will come on air in our studio, in our radio station, to castigate themselves, not us. I want to remind that our brother of today's news, which we just read, that Lagos State government have sold over 200 children this only year. I want to make it very clear to that our brother who called from nowhere, the first caller of the day, he spoiled my day in this studio today by telling us sort of nonsense which he is vomiting out by polluting the air in this very day. I want to let that brother know that those children, over 200 children, are Biafran children and Igbo children. Is it Yoruba people that leave their children after born? No. Or is it Hausa people? Never. They are all Biafrans and Igbos. I want to make it very clear to every listener that we Biafrans, most of us that think we are over crazy upstairs, that we are on the ground here, we don't welcome such call in our radio station anymore. We don't allow such call anymore. Because after 30th of May, after 30th of this very month, such call, whenever we get such call, or whomever that come up with such call, we will trace and destroy anything he has in this very land. We don't have time for car wars again in this our radio station. And we want to make it very clear to our people, wherever you are listening, and you still have any relative in any part of Hausa Fulani land, even Yoruba land, please kindly advise them to go back to where they come from. Kindly warn them, kindly, if you know whatever you can use to, in fact, whatever at all you can tell them to make them go back home. Let our people come back home. Let our people forget about material and wealth. Let our people forget about riches and let them run for their life. Because believe me, you, my people, we are on the ground. Like Director said, we have been meeting every blessed day. We meet caliber of men. We meet Biafran men. Even at their late age, they are still gallant. They are still out to carry arms to face Hausa Fulani people. That is why I get so much angry. That is why my heart burns. When any Biafran, when any Igbo man come on air to defend those who have been killing us secretly, Yoruba people are the worst enemy we have. And Yoruba people must pay for all they have did to our people. I happen to be among those who fall the victim of Yoruba people. I said it on air here almost every day. I happen to be among those who fall the victim of Yorubas. All my life, I spend it in Yoruba land just because of being slave in this so-called country. Please, my people, you must wake up wherever you are because Biafra must come. Biafra must come, not even when we are in the ground here. Nothing will ever stop Biafran to being restored. Even if heaven and earth is falling together, we must be free. We must be free. And we are sending message to those of them who have committed atrocities against our people. Those of them like Obi Ezekwesili. Those of them who have betrayed us in this very land, to prepare to go to exile, because hell is coming. We don't believe in theory or whatever anymore. We are on ground and we are walking. We are walking, my people. We advise, we encourage, we plead those of you in diaspora to please keep on supporting what you are doing, because we never let you down.
Never.
Not even when we are alive.
Never, never.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Osi. Thank you very much for that. We can never let them down. It is inconceivable. You will be the ones to disappoint us. We cannot disappoint you. We pledge our life on it. Just give us the support and watch what we will do. As our sister said, she pleaded and cried. People cried. She cried every day for this transmitter, and we bought it. We want a monument, and we are building it. Magnificent. Magnificent to the glory of Chukwu Abiama and to the honor of those that died that we may live. Those of you asking me details, inboxing me, asking me what to do, we have three categories: gold, silver, and bronze. I know most of us gravitate towards bronze for obvious reasons. And the number to call is this. You will call this very number. We can either text you the account number, or we can give it to you and you write it down. The number is +234 909 466 5824. I repeat, +234 909 466 5824. That is the office line. That line will give you every information that you require. And this caller on Skype, if you can hear me, you will proceed by giving us your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No, they can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are carried away. I received a message today from our coordinator, our very able coordinator in Cork, Ireland, by the name Peter Wuzier, as you do, they call him. He's a very peaceful man. He was saying he has an interview. A lot of people are going for interviews, and that will take me to this very promo that somebody shot. Very brilliant. Very, very brilliant, and we want everybody to distribute this. This very video should go viral. They should put it everywhere available. It should be tweeted. This very video. Chema, have you seen it? The video? Yeah. Try and find it and tweet it to people so they may understand it. This video is great. It is pinned on Radio Biafra London Facebook wall. That is where it is. Watch it and you will see for yourself. That is the video that should go everywhere. Send it to people to remind them that the 30th of May belongs to the people of Biafra, a day that they will honor the people that died, that they may live. Go there and post it to everywhere. Inbox it to your friends. Tweet this very video. Today is not a tweet Tuesday, no. But you must tweet this very video. Send it to everybody. We commend the brave Biafran that put it together. We commend the person that put this video together. Amazing. Awuzie asked me how he's going to prepare for his interview coming up. Can we confirm that this Sahara interview is tomorrow? Is it confirmed? The Sahara interview that was postponed before comes up again tomorrow. 12 noon tomorrow, I will be interviewed live by Sahara TV. We shall tell them the truth. We shall speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. If you want to know what you're going to tell people, if you have interviews lined up next week in relation to the 30th of May, I don't know. Maybe you should try and watch Sahara TV tomorrow starting from 12 noon. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see who is on the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Nande.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Senegal. My name is Clinton Oporojako.
Clinton Oporojako, you're welcome to the program, my dear brother. Yes. Please continue.
Thank you, Nande. Nande, I must thank you for everything you are doing to improve, to promote this Biafra, this Biafra, our land. And I thank you for all you have done.
Thank you.
To those people that are with you there, thank you, all of you there. God will keep blessing you people and keeping you alive. And I want to thank you again for what we have doing in Biafra to restore this Biafra. I'm very grateful what you are doing to restore this Biafra. Thank you. It's what I have to say now. I don't have a lot to say.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Amechukwu Abiam, I continue to bless you. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I'm calling from India. My name is Kenneth Rechukwu Otijeme.
Otijeme, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank you guys what you people are doing. And I want to also say to the one of any of you there, sometimes he was angry. But one thing I want to say that even the Bible says there are many are called but few are chosen. You know, even if here in India, some of our brothers, they are ignorant. They are failed to understand. His Igbos are saying that he's one Nigerian. But when you're looking at it, you know that his only Igbo are doing that, what they are calling their one Nigerian. Because an Hausa man cannot do, if no matter how money he has, he cannot do any investment in the Igbo land or the Afra land. So to show him that they know that this country is not one. They know that one day the country must break. So that is an Igbo people who are saying that one Nigeria. So one thing I have to tell you guys here, that God will give you people the knowledge, wisdom, power that he gave Solomon. Even in the time of Israelites in the land of Egypt, when the time like this came, many people does not believe Moses. And those people go back to Egypt. So, and some mistakes we are calling Hebrews are doing. Even in the Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible says, I will protect you until you increase. When you increase, I will leave you to pursue your enemy from your land. Because we and the people calling Nigerians, we are not the same. Because the Bible says you are not meant to live with them in your land. So, and the Bible says he will give us the power to pursue our enemy from our land. And he has given us the power, and still people doesn't believe. And when you, even in India here, I have a misunderstanding with some of our brothers. When we are talking them, telling them about Biafra, yeah,
have we lost this beautiful caller? This life is cruel. I wish you could have continued. This is Radio Biafra. The brother that put that very clip together, have any of you seen it? Have you seen the clip? It is beautiful. It was put together by Herbert Barnabas. I don't know if he's from Israel or what. Herbert Barnabas. I wish he had his Biafran name so we can actually try and get him involved in what we are doing. His creativity is superb, second to none. That shows we have taste. Look at the clip, you will know. And he wasn't even born a movie director. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Nandi.
Good evening, my dear brother. Can you hear me? My dear Lord, what is going on? What is...
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for what you are doing.
Thank you very much. And what is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Italy. My name is Atufanu Kumwane.
From Aniocha.
From Aniocha. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And stay where you are. Stay where you are. You're on Skype. Don't go away. Let's take this call from Benin Republic. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. He has dropped before we got to him. I think maybe that was our coordinator from Benin Republic. We want him to call back. Can you hear me, my dear brother, who is on Skype?
Yes. Thank you for what you are doing. I love that so much. You are very brave man. You are a warrior.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I am also surrounded and supported by warriors as well.
Yes, everything you are doing, God will bless you.
You say, and you too, and the family of yes. Biafrans all over the world. It is to them that we do this very work for. And to Chukwu Abiyama, does every glory and honor belong to? Very, very important. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director.
Yes, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Eme Mark. You know, Tommy Rugi from Germany.
Thank you very much, my dear brother.
I want to thank you once again for the marvelous and wonderful job we are doing.
Thank you.
Director Demedeme, we cannot thank you enough anyway. As I always say, you are the savior. I'm from Osifa, that I will just make a comment that somebody provoked him. Osifa, please, I want to tell you that please don't be much angry. Because in the 12 apostles, as Bible says, they must be Judas. So my contribution directly is that when such person call, I think there is no need in leaving that person to be talking much. The best thing is to call that person off. And also, you please have in mind that the Bible has no anomalata if you want to. You got to go.
Yes.
Sometimes, maybe during that time of Biafran war, yeah, in our midst, we must have somebody like Ifeajuna. Ifeajuna, no money, sa ganta, haruolu zole, or wa money that no kumbe the kankano, like prepare, or ton, one number, one hakano. So, such a people will never finish in our midst, but we are praying to Chukwu Abiyama that to separate them, call up that Arthur from Oka. That is what we are praying for. So, Mr. Priest, don't be much angry. I know many people don't know the value of what you people are doing there. We all know. It's not easy. I said it last time, to control evil is not easy. So, please, I want you people to control yourself. I know that you people like, it's like Oko Sisi Kuchi Ruzo. So please, director, first, I don't know how to thank you. And I want you to contribute more especially what is happening in the north about all this so-called Boko Haram. What the our Eze saw in 18th century, sit down and saw is what they are now trying to stand up, trying to see. But it is too late. Very, 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 very much late. Because during that time, I'm not better to say that he had everybody on contract and not an at first. During that time, why can't this Boko Haram then say no, they don't want this a Western world in their land? But it is too late. We know what they are fighting for. Because if they do things like this, you know that they marry women according to how many cattle they have. There are many of them married up to 10, 20 wives, which they know that if England continues coming in, they will stop them from that. But it is too late. They have already come and destroyed our culture, destroyed a lot of things in our own land, in our own Biafran land. So it is too late. So I want some so-called leaders to learn from what happened past. You see, during the time of this Agui Iroso, I don't regret the death of Agui Iroso by Nigerian people or Nigerian army to kill him, because Agui Iroso
atụrụ emekwa onwe oke bụzi ewere eme ọnụ ewere eme nri. So Abinyere Ozuton himself to rack to what is this defense minister then? What is the defense minister?
Danjuma, is it Danjuma?
Danjuma, exactly. He makes himself a rat to Danjuma. Then Danjuma used him and just took him like a rat also. So why I'm saying this is that I don't see how Yemandi were at no one and or why. And how may you see it? That is it. The young soldiers suffered and collect power from the northerners. Hand him over to him for him to use it properly. He go and take the same enemy as his minister of defense. Better to think of it. Are you telling that Abiyo didn't hear that comment that Amadubero made? That's not an assist. That he can even repatriate any person. He have everybody on contract in that country. I mean, it is very painful. But the people I regret their death is the people because there is some Biafran soldier or Nigerian soldiers, yeah, Igbo soldiers then, which he might have convinced to come. They free soldier because I fought those things up. Well, though I wasn't born then, but I fought all those things up in YouTube. After they might have killed him, they massacred a lot of Eastern soldiers. He lost them to one. Those people that I regret much, I regret the death much. Yes, so I want so-called all these rich men in the Eastern region that use all these Boko Haram as their gatemen or their protectors that one day what happened to Agios will happen to them because they will finally kill them. No two ways about it. So that if I begin to talk, in fact, I don't know, but I still want to thank you once again. Thank all of you there, more especially our sister, Ebere Chukwu. I don't know how to thank that woman, but it is only God. We bless you people. Chukwu Abiyama continue to energize two people to the end. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. We are also reporting this very evening that some of you have responded. Some of you, there are those that pledged and have not redeemed it. Is that correct? I need their names. Those that said they were going to help us to build this memorial and they have not done anything. I want to mention their names. We don't need such... Okay, what type of nonsense is that? To do when? Okay. They must redeem it. That is how we buy cement. That's how we buy cement now. And sand and stone. And pay the workmen. Have any of you tried building a house recently? To see how bad things are? We need to pay all these workmen every blessed day. Please, you must understand that. Every day, you must understand that. If you make a pledge to your country, you must redeem it. This is not launching. We are not here to impress anybody. If you are moved by the Spirit, then you step forward to the plate. If you are not moved by the Spirit, then you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here at all. Don't make a promise that you know you cannot keep. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you wherever you are and for the wonderful things you continue to do for your country through what we are doing here. Your support is welcome. If you're looking for a way to support what we are doing, please go to www.radiobiafra.co. And utilize the donate button there. It is there, PayPal. If you have a bank account, if you have a bank card, that is the way you can support us, unless you want us to go into criminality. Because Biafra must come. We must buy weapons. We must finish the building of this monument. We must sustain the armies coming back. We must feed them. We must clothe them. We must give our scientists enabling environment. And before we close today, before we bring what we are doing to an end, there is a news that broke. I think they listen to us, you know, and they copy what we're telling them. Maybe there are some things we should stop discussing on air. I now agree. I accept. But the truth must be spoken. There is a weaponry factory in Kano. If Hausa Fulani people can build weapons in Kano, how about Biafrans? That means we can build a nuclear bomb here. That is the breaking news. Today, the Defense Headquarters DHQ has discovered a rocket launcher production facility
in Kano State. The Director of Defense Information, Major General Chris Olukolade, said on Friday the facility was uncovered at Dorayi District in Kumboso local government area after a cordon and search exercise. The Director of Directorate of Defense or whatever, Defense Headquarters also recovered a locally made anti-aircraft. Locally made anti-aircraft. Our people are very funny. We need our scientists back here as quickly as possible. If Hausa people can build rocket launchers, then we expect our scientists to build aircraft. For goodness sake. Ndiawasa can build rocket. In Kano. They are building in Kano. They understand it. I'm sure they copied what we are saying, that we'll build everything locally. Maybe we won't say such things again on the air. They are listening, but we always speak the truth. If Hausa people can build rocket launchers, then we must build a jet fighter. Here, we ask our scientists to indicate. The line is always the same. That very line is our office line. We operate two lines here. One is the office line. The other one is Radio Biafra studio line. The number to call if you wish to contribute towards the construction of this everlasting monument to the glory of Chukwu Abiama and honor of those that died fighting for you, our children starved to death, so that they won't polish it away from history. You know, we don't write anymore. Achebe is dead. Sipre Nkwensi is dead. We don't have writers anymore. Chimamanda is coming up. But the way I see her smiling with Yoruba people, I worry sometimes about her. We must immortalize our history. Ourselves. You allow others to do it and they mess you up. That is why anytime anybody sees this memorial, they will say, what is that? And we'll say, we lost 3.5 million people. There, we immortalize them. And you are going to make it possible. We also had our brother from Angola that gave us 100,000. Is that correct? Our brother from Angola that gave us 100,000 that made it bronze. What is his name again? His name is Uche Chukwu Sebastian Onuigbo from Angola. If somebody from Angola can give 100,000, how about people living in, say, for instance, Texas? Or those of you living in Alabama? Or those of you in Florida? Those of you in Georgia? Those of you in California, those of you in Mississippi, those of you in Washington, those of you in New York, in New Jersey. Somebody in Angola wants to build a memorial. Here we don't believe in theory. Too much theory is a mess. If you promise to contribute, please redeem it. Like, you know, maybe if not tomorrow, but on Monday, latest, please. I don't want to come here to mention your name. Because if you mention your name here, you can never be part of us again. It means you are not to be trusted. You are not a man or woman of your word. If you give us your word, you keep it. We have not failed you. Therefore, you cannot fail us. Very, very important. I don't want to come here on Monday and begin to read names. That will make no sense to anybody. Once again, the number to call if you wish to participate in either gold, silver, or bronze is +234 909 466 5824. The studio line is +234 810 090 4599. And please, Carol Monday, on top of the wonderful work that you are doing, from tomorrow you will also include this very number and tell people, those of them wishing to support what we are doing down here, to call this number. We'll send you an account number with which you can then make a deposit. The number once again is +234 909 466 5824. That is Radio Biafra broadcast for this day, the 23rd day of May in the year of our Lord 2014. And with the time now standing at exactly 5 minutes past the hour of 10 p.m. here, we must bring this program to an end by saying, as always, that this Biafra we proclaim every blessed day is our religion. And on this very radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good night from your capital city, Enugu, here in Biafra land.